Jesse Swanman. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate, and buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. All been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off. Yeah.
Motherfucking cunt, lick, ball, sucker, bitch, head, ass, fuck, faggot, cuddler, fucking non-condom wearing, AIDS infested, piece of shit, bitch. This is Jenny Blowjob and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Now fuck my face.
Yellow, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show on the air once again on a Sunday, a beautiful Sunday afternoon in New York. It's time for a schmooze. It is Kieran Rock, Josh Gogan in studio.
Yeah.
And a very special guest to the world of LunaticRadio.com, sitting in with us all day, all show long. The man who started the LunaticRadio.com show with me way back when at Dowling College. The old days.
Aww.
When it was just the Kieran and Doug show or Doug and Kieran show. His name is Douglas Jones.
What's up, Jones?
There he is.
Hey!
He's ready to go.
Glad to be back.
Rocky hasn't missed a beat. He's got his beer and his Lunatic Radio shirt, just like the old days.
And the timing of death.
Hey. Hey, Doug.
I'm sure this will be one of your lowest rated shows of the year.
Oh, ratings. I listened to that.
Well, Doug has come back from time to time, and I believe the last time we had him on, Rory Karf did the teabagging of Lauren Karf.
Right.
That was a big episode. And then before that, we did the Smackfest thing. So it's always fun when Doug stops by.
Yeah, actually, say, Doug, you being here, that means we'll have a pretty interesting show. There might actually be some sort of entertainment value.
Right.
I noticed how you skirted around good. Hey, you're going to be a pretty interesting.
Pretty stuff going on.
It's like my Porky Pig. good, fun.
Yeah, because according to this guy, last week, or last 2 weeks.
I think I know why the podcast took so long. Those last two shows kind of sucked.
Whoa.
About as entertaining as chewing on a fucking handful of thumbtacks. Late.
Mm-hmm. Well-delivered joke, sir.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't like the last two shows. Just don't listen to them.
It's okay. You know what, though? I like it. That's actual...
Yeah.
That's an actual comment. We don't get enough of those, I don't
now,
think.
Now, we can give a reason why they did suck. Is because Rock and I were hammered. Getting drunk on the last two shows.
Honestly, I thought last week's show was pretty good. I thought we had some nice little
segments. Because we were drunk. Like,
I said
anything's
good.
Entertaining when you're drunk, right, Doug?
Josh, this isn't a knock at you. You're trying to spin this to be like, oh, they're knocking me. Because you
do
that.
Why? No, how would that be knocking me? I wasn't here last week.
Exactly. See, that's not that I'm
trying now he's
to
got
play.
A smile on his face.
Yeah, see? He just
a comedian.
Does
Mr.
This
big swinging dick comedian's got a fucking...
He does this to me every time.
What am I
off
doing?
The air, he got me... Let me tell you. He went out and he got me a slice of pizza. Josh is great. He's a nice... You get on the mic in front of me, he just wants to beat me down. Just beat on me. I can't stand it. Shut his mic off. Can you do that?
Mr. Sensitive.
I am. I get on mic, I get sensitive.
By the way, emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drill call hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. Yeah, so the last 2 weeks weren't that entertaining, but we got a lot of stuff to cover on today's program.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned the Karfs right at the top of the show.
Ooh.
They have a radio program coming up on Channel 481 on U Broadcast.
That's right.
Starting in July sometime.
Right.
which is coming close.
It's getting closer.
Getting closer.
It's like
the website's officially up. Go to unholymatrimonyshow.com.
Oh, I thought you meant the
one half of the program, the radio tandem. One half joined us last week. The other half will join us this week. Lauren Karff by herself on the program today.
As the kids would say, the better half.
The better half. The hotter half.
Certainly
the less
half.
Annoying half and the talented half.
And the half that you don't hang up on.
Yes, we won't hang up on her. And I believe, according to Jenny, the porn star Mary Carey is coming on the show. But Jenny says Mary's, seems like she's on drugs. So we're not sure if she's going to call in or not.
We should maybe think about doing Mary's interview with Lauren and Lauren's interview with Mary to see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you all remember Mary Carey from a couple of years ago, she ran for governor of California.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the clip from CNN when she was running.
Governor of California, Ms. Mary Carey!
Porno queen Mary Carey brought her campaign for governor to what she hoped would be a receptive audience, a lunchtime crowd at San Diego State. She may not look like other candidates, but she sounds a little like one.
Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger had borrowed money from the schools, the school fund. I think he put some back, but the big thing is helping education right now.
Carey says she's also a friend...
Yeah, but she suck a good cock.
And really, yeah.
She was actually giving a press conference at the time in a college campus, and everybody's just looking at her tits.
Didn't she finish third?
10th, like, out of 100 candidates.
Yeah, of the environment.
What was it? It was like the governor of California at the time.
Yeah, he was recalled. Davis?
He got repoed.
I think it was Davis.
Yeah, some Davis.
And yeah, he got recalled. And
so everybody jumped into the race.
Yeah.
Like fucking Gary Coleman was in the race.
The air here in California is disgusting. I mean, especially in L.A.
Like, oh my God.
So I definitely want to try to involve
the air is,
you know,
disgusting
to try
in L.A.
to figure out a way to help.
We got
to
do something about this sun.
She gets spattered in the face with semen.
And I want to put a soda machine in every high school.
This air is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
How did she get labeled porn queen, too, by the way? Do you just have to be a porn actress and you're a porno queen?
You know, I think Mary Carey, she was a porn star, right? But she had like a little blip type of porn career, didn't she? She was like in, and then she was doing this, and then she's on Celebrity Rehab, and then she's doing drugs, and I don't know. Was she a porn star?
She was, yes. She's an entertainment entrepreneur. She's kind of just, you know,
how many guys you
got
to fuck to be a queen, though?
Yeah, like to me, like Jenna Jameson would be a queen.
Yeah.
A porn queen. But she, like, if you're just in a few porno films, it's not really...
Like, have you reached queen status yet?
Who?
You.
Me? I haven't fucked a lot of... I haven't fucked anything. I fuck myself on a daily basis.
The air quality and the quality of life in California.
Carey officially kicked off this campaign for governor this summer in August. Critics say it's all a stunt to promote pornography. And Carey doesn't dispute that.
You know, I lobby for to show people in Sacramento that there are girls' feelings and brains behind the adult industry. Not every girl is just a blonde hair, big boob, you know, bimbo.
Yeah, and we don't want every porno star to be governor.
Does the porn industry really need promotion at this point?
No.
I mean, I think we're all aware that it exists.
Yeah, so she ran for governor a while back. She was on the Celebrity Rehab on VH1 with one of the Baldwins. And she's done some other shit. I don't know. She had a drug problem, and she did porno. So she's going to call in, and we're going to find out if she's hammered or something.
Awesome.
This is what we do. This is the guest we bring, right, Rock?
That's how we roll.
Ones we don't even want to talk to.
As you're going through the intro, you're thinking about how I don't even want to bother.
You know, you should do that. You should get if we really get bold, you should just say to, listen, I really don't feel like talking to you anymore. I'm gonna have to let you go.
Yeah, this was fun.
Late.
Lawler skate your way off the phone. Yeah, this is Mary Carey in action. Here we go.
Ooh. Techno fuck.
I guess she was in the era of the, techno music during the pornos. Now they don't do that anymore. They, like, film on sidewalks and shit.
Yeah.
They don't believe in audio anymore.
There's no, they don't believe in anything in porn anymore.
They don't. No
lighting, nothing.
Yeah, so she's going to be on the program today. We'll see how that goes. Excited?
I am now.
Are you riveted to your seats, people listening? Doug Jones is in the studio.
Yes. Say something funny, Doug.
I don't have anything. I'm good, dude.
It's like old times.
He fits like a glove.
Doug, what's the matter? Come on. This is like your old stomping grounds. This is like your old
home. I was trying to figure out where the hell he was going with it, but as usual, I couldn't figure that out.
He's lost without his news segment.
Yeah,
the effing news.
Yeah, no, he's lost without a computer in front of him so he can look at, you know.
That's right, Doug.
Stuff.
One thing Doug used to do
is watch Starker Connie show me her tits every fucking week.
Well, that's behind the show.
Yeah, and watch porno during the show. He used to do that a lot.
You had a better internet connection than I had at home, so I got, you know, to catch up on all the shit I was missing.
And Kira would get pissed because then I would just look at the porn.
I do a couple stories about bestiality. I was out.
I don't know if you want to dive into it now, but Doug obviously started the show with me way back when. We actually did, if you guys don't know the story, we did the show at Dowling College for like, I don't know, 4 episodes. For like 2 months, I think we did. Half a semester, maybe. And then we decided to do the internet thing. And we did like 5 first shows. We dearly did. And then we took a break because 9/11 happened.
Wait, why did you have 5 first shows? Wouldn't the first one be the first show?
Well, back in the day, we used to have to record it and then put it on the internet.
Yeah.
And he would not hit the record button and different shit like that.
Well, out of the box, we stumbled out of the box. We didn't come on the radio, you know, doing
guns ablazing.
Yeah, we were just doing like shitty. We didn't even know how to talk.
Right.
Neither one of us knew what our voices sounded like on the microphone. So we were very had no clue. And our shows were like 20 minutes. Like we couldn't even fill 20 minutes.
Wow.
We don't even have to. We had no technology.
No technology. Yeah. No,
so it's
no.
All trial and error, basically.
So. We did like 5 first shows, and we didn't do like a show every week, obviously. Out of the box, we really stumbled for the first year. But right after 9/11 happened, we took a couple more weeks off because we thought the world was coming to an end at that point. And then we decided to do weekly shows.
Right.
And today, I have the first segment from the beginning, the real beginning of lunaticradio.com when we started doing weekly shows. Every week we did a show, and I actually have the first segment lined up. I don't know if you guys...
What were we on then? Was it like Live 360 or...
I think we were just on the website.
You were just doing the real audio file?
This is from... I have it,
the 200 megabyte real audio file.
Yeah. I can... Like, at that point, the technology was so bad, you can only condense the 3-hour audio into, like, 235 megabytes. So, I think somebody told me, he's like, you can only have 36 people listen to that file, and after that, you're screwed. You're going to be owing millions of dollars.
We didn't really have to worry about that, though.
No, it wasn't even 3 hours. It was only, like, an hour.
Yeah, hour, you know, whatever
hour
it was.
Show, but still, it's
still only condensed to 230. Yeah, that's as small as you can get it.
Yeah.
Now we take 3 hours and get it into, what, 50-something megabytes
less,
or so?
Man, technology's
it's
awesome.
Amazing. Although they did have MP3s in 2001, just Kieran had no idea because he doesn't use computers. He also paid $600 for a website from a company out in India.
And I believe this
I thought Kieran was more web savvy than that.
Yeah. He doesn't even turn on the computer.
I can tell you where a fucking porno site is.
Yeah, that's about it.
One. I know where one porno site is.
It's in my bookmarks. You just push this button and it takes you to porn.
It's like 18 porn sites consolidated into one.
So I have... no one has ever heard this. I don't think Rock's even heard this.
No, I don't think I heard the early stuff.
Obviously, none of the listeners... This is not on the internet. This was just buried in a box. I found it.
Although I might have, but it doesn't matter. It's still good stuff.
And
was it on cassette?
No, that was the old shows. I don't even have those anymore. I threw those out. So I have the first segment here. Throwing ourselves underneath the bus. This is our like first attempt at doing a real radio show. It's Doug and I. And I'll play it from the beginning. And because it's gold. It's horrible. It's horrible. But here we go. This is our intro.
LunaticRadio.com.
Do you still play the music all the way through the whole
no,
segment?
No, actually, like, in this one, we didn't start the music loop until halfway into the segment. Like, we were supposed to run a music bed. That back in the old days, we used to run a music bed behind us when we talked because we were so boring.
You guys like Pharrell?
Yeah.
Your host, Kieran and Doug, or Doug and Kieran, however it goes. It's our first show. Email us at lunaticradio@yahoo.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the website.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. It's,
you sound
like a chip. What do you eat?
God.
What?
Did you notice, though, like, when I intro'd the show, I was like, hey, it's Kieran, Doug, Doug and Kieran, whatever, email us. We didn't even introduce ourselves yet. Come on, send us that feedback.
Just somebody contact us.
10 words into my radio career, I'm already wanting feedback.
I need to prove to Doug this is worth it. Please, someone email us.
That's lunaticradio.com.
Your first show, and you have no enthusiasm.
At lunaticradio.com.
Yeah. Sounded like Mike and a Mad Dog.
Yeah. At lunaticradio. Hello, ratings are going, Mikey. At lunaticradio.com, Mikey. Hey, mouse at the show, lunaticradio.com, Mikey.
Wow.
Say something funny.
Your host, Kieran and Doug, or Doug and Kieran, however it goes.
We don't even have the name. We don't even have a name of the show yet.
You were so nervous. Like, oh, I don't want to be in front of Doug, so I don't want to be a dick, so I'll say Doug and Kieran.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like the guy with the ego.
Yeah. First show, when you already.
I don't want to sound like the guy with the ego already, 20 seconds into our careers. Oh, this is really throwing ourselves underneath the bus.
This is awesome.
This is fun.
It's our first show. Email us at lunaticradio@yahoo.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the website.
Because that's the only thing. You can't even scroll on the website. I'm lying right there. It was just a page with a button.
Yeah, some guy from India is making your site still.
And the website, the email link, yeah. you had to copy and paste it.
Oh,
oh no.
Copy it and go to Yahoo and paste it.
Email us with your comments, questions. Say we suck. We don't care.
Oh, that's still the same.
Yeah, really, that doesn't change.
It's our first show.
Again.
The talk show. Got a lot to talk about.
What are you doing? It's the first show, Doug and Kieran. Lots to talk about. First show. Email us, scroll, email.
I would hope if it's a talk show, we got a lot to talk about. It's a talk show. We're going to be silent. Silent radio.
I almost want this to stop before you even get to me.
Oh, no, yeah, you're coming in. The big Doug intro is coming.
Bin Laden. Bastard.
Wow.
What a statement.
An editorial on Osama bin Laden.
Jeez. Easy there, Tiger.
Now, this show took place probably like a month after 9/11 happened. When we just started doing weekly radio shows.
You were the shock jock then.
My editorial on bin Laden, that should have been on 60 Minutes. Hi, I'm Mike Wallace. Here, I'm Kieran Camp and Laden.
Bastard. You get up and you leave. I'm out.
I should have been Annie Rooney at the end. What's happened with Bin Laden? Bastard.
Dropping bombs on the Middle East.
There he is! There he is!
Was someone sucking helium?
How'd that just flow into that?
Yeah, you just showed up.
That couldn't have been the first thing I said.
That was your first word.
Wait, back it up so we can hear that, how that was set up.
Bastard. Dropping bombs on the Middle East.
Yeah. Your first words on radio. Dropping bombs on the Middle East.
Way to go. Way to say hi to everybody.
Way to go, fucking.
Dropping bombs.
Fuck everybody.
A lot of things in the news coming up. But first, we're going to get to this Bin Laden thing. We're going to do a little news at the end and things we noticed.
Yeah.
Which is a little segment we, Doug and I, compiled. So, things that we've noticed in the past week or whatever.
Wow, we've noticed. That's the big segment.
It sounds like a kid pretending to be you.
I feel weird.
I can't believe that's the first thing I said.
Honestly. Dropping bombs on the Middle East.
I would have definitely lost that trivia question.
Not like, hi, I'm Doug Jones.
Yeah, right.
I like radio.
No, nothing.
We're also going to go over our favorite TV characters of all time.
Wow, look at this.
We're coming all spectrums.
Bombs and TV.
We are literally a minute into the... We've programmed a year's worth of radio into fucking an hour show. We're going to cover all cartoon characters.
All of them.
That had to have been your idea. My experiences with a fuckaway party.
That's right.
So we got a lot in store.
Yeah. We got a lot in store. Yeah. What enthusiasm. Yeah.
Did you notice in that interview that not the interview, but the speech that Bin Laden...
Wow, way to go. Stumble
there's,
right out.
There's your first flub of many to follow.
Yeah, right. I segued down the stairs. Broken ankle.
Gabe, he was wearing a Timex watch.
What?
Yeah, he's all about being American. Yeah, with Timex watches, drives a Ford.
Second time he calls him a bastard.
Well, you guys can go right into the whole, like, you know, the serious issue at hand. You guys...
Do you notice that the Bin Laden has the blood?
Let's go back, because I really want to hear my first attempt at a segue in radio.
Speaking of...
The genius that is...
Yeah. Did you notice in that interview that not the interview?
Yeah, did you notice? At least I stepped it up these days. I go, by the way. That's like my cliche clutch segue point. By the way.
By the way. I know you do that.
I do that all the time.
But the speech that Bin Laden gave, he was wearing a Timex watch.
Yeah, he's all about being American. With Timex watches, drives a Ford.
Is that a fact? He's driving a Ford.
Man. I don't understand. He hates America so much that he's...
It's like...
Where did you go?
Cat caught your thought?
Jesus.
He hates Bin Laden so much.
America so much, so much. Kieran?
I guess. I don't know. I know he hates it, though.
You absolutely sound high, too.
Holy
I sound
crap.
Like I'm sucking on helium.
No, you ever...
Here's Kieran's brain during that moment right there. Just dies.
Well, it was the old soundboard we had, too. He was trying to figure out how to work it, and he was waiting to put the machine gun sound in there, and the fart noise, and he was sitting there like, do I hit it now?
And I gotta talk?
Do Holy I hit shit. It now?
Holy shit.
Is now a good time? Just wink at me.
All right, let's hear that again.
Makes watches, drives a Ford.
Scumbag, man. I don't understand. He hates America so much that he...
It's like all go? Envy.
Yeah.
Oh, he was forced to...
I had to wait for Doug to come in and catch me.
Oh, man.
All right, let's...
You just disappeared.
Any comments so far, Doug?
We were terrible.
Yeah,
no wonder you kicked me out.
Dude, we were terrible.
Like it sounded like you forgot how to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He hates America so much. And
oh, dude, do you remember?
Seriously, the only thing I wanted to talk about was like porn. I was like sitting there like, this radio show might get me laid, so I'm going to do it.
That's and at great.
That, but and then I, he wanted to go all political and right. No cursing.
So you go into the show, you're like, oh, this is great. We're going to talk about sex and fucking porn chicks. And he gets on there and he starts talking about Bin Laden. And you're just like, oh, this sucks. Stuck was ready to go.
Snooze. Do you remember how nervous we were?
Oh, yeah.
To fucking do that? We were fucking petrified.
Really? Why, though? You're not in, like, you're not, like, in front of, you know, it's not a job at that point. Or
I know, but we were fucking terrified.
Because we were sitting there like, the internet's going to take off, and we're going to have all these listeners.
Like, we thought there was so much pressure on us to be good.
The internet did take off.
We didn't go with it.
It was so new. Like, internet radio did not exist at that point. And if it did, there was maybe one or two shows
in 2001, around. Right. Well, yeah, it wasn't what
there
it
were
was.
No MP3s.
Right. Pioneers.
No iTunes, none
yeah.
of that
yeah, crap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. iTunes did not exist. The iPod was still being developed then.
Yeah. So Doug and I actually thought developed.
Don't encourage this guy.
We were actually at I that point to. We were really kind of new to the internet. I wasn't much of an internet person.
The internet,
right?
Look at the technology.
So Doug and I actually thought
Find
that
smut.
We were gonna get like fucking millions, thousands of listeners.
Oh,
so we actually thought there was pressure on us to be funny and good. We just tried to emulate people. That's all we tried to do.
Fast forward
and we did
7 years.
Horribly.
Fast well, forward 7 years. Mary
it
Carey.
Started. Like when we were
yeah. Mary Carey's on a show. Fuck.
When we were at Dowling, we had like two listeners because we broadcast to the cafeteria at like 8 o'clock at night, and there was no one in there.
No,
I mean, it wasn't
fast
open.
Forward 7 years, we got three right now.
There was a Guatemalan cleaning the stove, and he listened to us.
Yeah.
In the cafeteria,
and he just said like after like the second show at Dowling, he was like. fuck this, we're packing it up and going on the internet.
And I was just show like, on the road.
I was just along for the ride. I was like, sure, whatever. Shorter travel for me. I get to go to your house.
So here is more of the first show, Doug and Kieran, LunaticRadio.com show, circa 2001.
Do you hear him? He was speaking Arab. Says, I want to be like Jones.
I also, after the...
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention. What? This audio can get really bad really quick.
No, it's what? Good. This is good.
Were you saying that Bin Laden wanted to be like you?
Yes.
Yeah. And why? You just have no idea. You
I think it ties into the whole he wants to be American thing.
Right.
Oh, yes. You're following along?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
I'm lost.
This is the end to read between the lines.
Like I follow along, words. And then Kieran pops in, and it's
my riveting comments.
Yeah, anyway. I would imagine this Bin Laden thing goes on for about 4 more seconds, and then he changes the topic.
Yeah, like it's starting to get warmed up, and then Kieran's like, "Anyway, something else."
I believe we hit a brilliant segue because I'm wearing the wrong headphones.
Oh.
So then we switch topics.
Ah, see, there you go. Coming. That's a little trickery.
Well, you heard him say this.
That was
first soundbite ever.
That's my first try at a soundbite.
Zip code.
So after the interview, you heard him say this.
It's not working.
He had to hold the mic to the radio.
No! Oh my god!
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you were doing some weird shit back then, dude. You're like, hold on, I gotta do a soundbite.
Hey, where are the white
women? Technically, I suck at this audio thing.
Technically.
What was that?
I like that. Technically, I suck at this.
I like to have not noticed that from the first minute and a half. We're going to cover everything now.
For what it's worth, technically, I suck.
It's Doug and Kieran. Email us. We're covering everything in 20 minutes. It's going to be riveted. Oh, by the way, we forgot to tell you. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
No, you're Kieran and Doug and Doug and Kieran.
Our egos are so big, I guess.
Whichever way it goes.
You know who we are, Doug and Kieran.
Yeah, come on. Should be old news by now. It's our first show.
White women.
Yeah, well, whatever. You know what? I got the wrong headphones on. That's what's screwing me up, I think.
What a bullshit excuse. Yeah,
well, now you got no background, Sam.
All right, come on. There it is. It's right there. No, it isn't. There it is.
Guy who botches his own equipment.
Yeah, I had it all set up before the show. Now
you're a moron.
Come in, I'm here. Come in.
You get over here, dude. It's just
I just hitting shit. And Doug's petrified because I left him on mic by himself.
It's disgusting.
No music. There's no music.
There's no music. Let's talk about no music. By the way, there's no music.
Great segue. No music. What happened to the music?
I think you can only loop 3 minutes at a time or something, so every 3 minutes you had to, restart it.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah, because the CD, I only looped 3 minutes. So when it ran out, I had to hit play again.
Wow, you were really busy.
Oh, yeah.
I was pushing buttons.
Jumping around. I got microphones.
Headphone swaps.
Got cranks and flipping switches. And
Doug's just watching me.
Like some old time radio thing where all kinds of shit going on.
He's radio got one
of
the, theater.
Yeah, he's got one of those thunder fucking things.
Brilliant. The clacking coconuts to simulate horse running.
Brilliant fucking radio. Here we go. Here's some more of the first show with Doug and Kieran 2001.
What, pushing a button?
I got too many buttons in front of me, man.
Man?
I got my 6-year-old in
here. He's already fighting. Wow, Kieran.
So what was this F-aware party you went to the other day?
There's the segment. Oh,
Kieran, this stuff is fabulous.
Really, Doug?
What? No, tell us more,
How
Doug.
Fabulous?
This stuff is fabulous.
I love your segues. So, tell us about
it. I really want to hear it. Really getting the listeners entertained. Really pumping them up for this next topic.
So if you let out a long sigh, that gives you that's the opportunity to change subjects.
Right.
It's like there's a breath in the conversation.
So I guess Doug's going to talk about the fuckaware party that your wife had.
So why is it called a fuckaware?
It's like Tupperware, but they sell dildos.
Oh!
This is our first.
Was that a joke? Was that a loony joke? Fuckaware? Or is that what people refer to?
No, that's actually
that
what
was the name.
That's what it's called, a fuckaware?
Now really? They're called passion parties.
Yes, that's what I've heard of them.
So here is our first attempt at a...
I guess the fuckaware label didn't really go over so well.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond couldn't really work with that.
The branding wasn't there. behind the, you know, behind it when we were doing it, everything Kieran said was like this. Like he was putting quotes on it.
But you could, oh, he's doing the visual for radio. But you could,
he was like, wacky humor. And he's like, soundbite. He's like throwing his hands up.
The air quotes.
The air quotes.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? People can't see that.
It's just horrible. All right, let's we'll play a little bit more. I don't know how bad this is going to get.
These parties. Is it like a like a show? Part. Is it, what is it? It's like a car show. You go, you know, people go to car shows, look at the new cars. Do you go to one of these parties?
Shut the hell up! New,
sex toys? Is that what it is?
I guess some of them might be new. Some of them are the old standbys, the old favorites. You know, just the regular dildos and vibrators. The Effaware party, for those of you who don't know, it's not just another name for Tupperware. It's a whole separate thing. It's called Fuckaware.
Oh.
But we'll tone it down a little bit for sake of radio. We'll call it the Effaware party.
The Effaware party.
It's sponsored by a company called Coming Attraction.
So, Mitch, show you went to censorship.
Right.
Oh, God.
You noticed about a minute ago, Doug said the word fuck very clearly. But now...
But now he's switching. You're switching. Now you're going to censor
it. Because every time I did, you were like, oh.
On the fly censor. Now I'm going to have to beep that.
And I couldn't at that point.
The FCC's going to come and knock down our door.
Yeah.
Million listeners, and they're going to hear you say fuckaware.
He did used to censor me, though.
Yeah, for a couple of years. Yeah. I used to beep the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Kieran was trying to get on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, never really panned out well.
Nice name. Coming Attraction.
They have a representative come. It was myself and my wife and two other couples.
Of course.
And they give you a list of the 50 featured.
By the way, I noticed the annoying Limp Bizkit music
bed.
Yes. Yeah.
By the way, I got to say this. Doug is more interesting. In the first show,
he
seems to be more with us.
Absolutely.
In all fairness,
that's sighing.
In all fairness to Kieran too, this show, if my timing is right, is before satellite radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the whole, you know, censoring yourself thing is probably at the time a good idea.
Right.
Wow.
There you go. Thank you, Josh.
Wow.
I said about three words and a lot of O's so far in this show.
No worried about censoring any of that.
Bastard.
Yeah, bastard, Bin Laden. Ouch.
Items for tonight.
Right.
And then she goes over all 50 of them. She, you know, shows them, pass them around, whatever, and they start off mild, but just oils and lotions. Mittens with, like, tickly things on them.
All right.
You know. Mousers. So to say.
Yeah. You know what?
I like it.
Wow.
You're interested.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm looking at the file. Let's see.
How wild can they go at those parties? I mean, seriously, like, it's
do chicks just start fucking each other?
No. But I mean, it's like, you know.
I'm sorry, effing?
Like, you go, like, let's say, you know, the girls go to one of these things and they're all together. Oh, yeah, the oils. And then they pull up the dildos. And, you know, there's a point where they get comfortable. But there's got to be, some item where they all go, oh, God, I would never. But one of them wants to buy it, but doesn't want to.
Look like the weirdo.
Yeah, like the 24-inch king dildo.
Yeah.
They're like,
oh, I want that.
God damn. I wouldn't want that.
And then they buy it later.
But I think it's just women in general are like, no, that's just too big. Meanwhile, like, they're thinking,
I could use some of that.
That would fit right. That would real good.
Like the rubber fist, at what point would you, in the show, does that come out?
Do you want me to skip all the way to the end and just see how we outroed? Because I believe we just talk about the fuckaware party. I don't know if anybody wants
that
to
that was
hear.
Your big... Wait, this is your first show ever.
Uh-huh.
And we have a break?
And you just talk about the fuckaware party.
I think... Well,
did you go to break?
Our first segment is 7 minutes and 53 seconds.
Wow.
We've listened to about 4 minutes. It's been like an eternity.
You should try to recreate that, too.
I want to hear how we went to break. Honestly.
By the way, break...
Yeah, see how that sounds.
Here. I hope it's mid.
Well, it was all timed out.
Nice. Yeah,
because he had like the music set up so that it would loop twice, and then he would take a break, and then it would come back, and he'd loop twice and take a break.
Yeah, we didn't talk during breaks. We couldn't cut off the microphones. Right.
You just sat there quietly looking at each other.
Yeah.
No, you go. I think that went pretty well. I think people were interested.
fuckaware thing was brilliant.
It's a great segment. Yeah. We can do this radio gig.
All right, here's the end of the second. End of our first segment ever on radio. Here we go.
Come back with our 50 characters.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come back. We're going to look at this FHM
hey, I'm trying to be chilled out.
List of the top 100 TV characters of all time.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
There's some good ones on that list, so we'll take a break.
I would hope so. It's the top 100. There should be one or two good ones.
I hope so. There's some good ones there.
So it wasn't even our idea. We stole it from a magazine.
Right. We got a brilliant idea. We got to read a magazine. Come back.
There's some good ones on that list, so we'll take a break.
My list is better, so keep listening.
Oh, lunaticradio.com.
Doug and Kieran. This is Stained.
Oh, he takes the bull by the horns. It's Doug and Kieran.
You know what?
Damn it.
Hold on. I'm going to stop that.
Wow. Way to go to break, Dick.
Wow.
That freaking deck sucks. You know that?
Look at this.
Really? Has that been causing a problem?
Yeah. You know, you buy all this equipment.
Oh, here we go.
And it doesn't freaking work.
Oh, maybe they did the dope trying to operate it. Has nothing to do with the asshole trying to operate it.
Oh, wait. I got to hit play button? Shit. Didn't read that page in the manual.
I wonder if I ramp into the Stained song here.
I'm just going to throw it in the other deck.
Way to go.
Wow.
Way to give the play-by-play, mm-hmm. asshole.
I think it's that CD.
All right. That the tray's opening.
This is Stain. Kick-ass song. Lunatic Radio, Doug and Kieran. Back in a minute.
Oh, I didn't even ramp right.
What did you do?
You're supposed to ramp right into when the vocals kick in.
It was less ramp and more suck.
Wow. Way to hit the post.
Stained, awesome song.
The only thing you hit was a wall there, all right? There's like nothing.
So there it was.
Wow. How do you come back?
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have that.
Crying, probably.
Yeah.
This is our last show.
Should have quit after the first segment.
Tapping out.
So let's just digest that.
Wow.
That was a taste.
No, it was pretty good.
So we got Mary Carey on the show. We got Lauren Carr from Unholy Matrimony, new radio program on Channel 481. You broadcast. Doug Jones chilling out with us all day.
You broadcast.
We got a lot going on today.
And
we're trying to do radio.
What's all this shit?
Talk radio.
Rocketeer.
Internet.
And we're not even drinking today, people. So
well, I am.
The show
Doug
might
are.
Be a little bit better.
Or Doug and I. Yeah, Kieran and Rock or Rock and Kieran.
You could lie.
Kieran and Doug, Doug and
you
Kieran.
Just say, yeah, you're right, Kieran.
All right, so we'll take a break after all that brilliant radio that we just did. Radio.
Yeah.
Radio. Okay, this is Kieran. We're going to break.
So not much has changed, really.
No.
No.
Yeah. Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Anybody want to hear Stalker Connie from Texas masturbate? Anyone? I'm gonna play it anyway.
Okay. Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Dr. Connie. I hope you can hear me. I'm not on the landline, on my cell phone.
Thanks.
And I'm masturbating.
Are you really?
It feels so good.
No, it doesn't.
She's doing this one.
I'm just about to come.
Just a bit outside.
Oh, God. Okay.
Post-game show is brought to you by...
What are you thinking?
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
I tell my mom to get out of that.
I don't believe it. You faker. You faker.
That was adorable.
Oh, it was adorable. It was so fake. Come on.
No, it wasn't. Why was she faking?
All right, this is Stalker Connie. I'm about to come. I'm coming.
like it was that quick.
She might be good.
Oh,
she might know.
Stop.
She might know where her button is.
I'm not buying it.
Buttons are, you know, listen, once you find the button, you always know where it is.
Kanye, I think you were faking. I appreciate the, you know, the effort there, though.
The E for effort?
I think you were faking. It was just too quick. Who fucking comes in 35 seconds? Not me.
30 seconds.
11.
11.
It's my favorite number.
Yeah, man.
11
fucking
seconds.
You give me fucking porn, forget it. I just like get it out of the way. I get like that sometimes with porn. It's like, I just gotta get it out of the way. Get it out of the
system. I know.
System.
You just get one little fucking thing in your head, yeah, and you focus on it, and you... Yeah, okay, good. I'm going to bed.
Yes! It's a nightcap.
Yeah.
It's like I could have like a little glass of scotch, or I could rub one out real quick, get ready for bed.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
These guys are gay. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, you bring the thought back. Tell me that I see it right through you. And you got me caught in the act. You bring the thought back. Tell me that I see it right through you. And you got me caught in the act. You bring the thought back. Tell me that I see it right through you.
Yeah, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Kia Rock, Josh Gogan.
Yo!
Doug Jones, OG LunaticRadio.com guy, sitting in with us all day, drinking brew, talking about the old days. Yeah. Did I do the thing yet?
Thing? What thing?
The emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Did I do that?
Yeah. Doug and Kieran, Kieran and Doug. The show, LunaticRadio.com. That doesn't hurt. You can say it twice.
Word about Mary Carey, the porno star, should be joining us momentarily or not, because according to Jenny Blowjob, she does a lot of the... sucking cock, so we don't know. She's probably busy.
Well, at least it's not smoking weed.
I'd have figured she'd have done more than that.
What did she do? Oh.
Yeah.
What did she do when she was on the celebrity rehab? What was her drug of choice? What was her addiction she was trying to beat?
No idea.
Who was on that show?
Probably alcohol. You know what? Let's look it up.
Was it alcohol that she
was... Was she on the second edition of it or the first?
I gotta think Mary Carey did the old cocaine.
Yeah?
Old school.
How many...
What do you think? What are you thinking, Doug? Cocaine? Heroin? Maybe?
Smack.
All right, there you go.
Smack, I'm going smack.
Don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing, right? What did Mary Carey do? What was her... why was she in celebrity rehab? What addiction was she trying to beat? Did she have a cock addiction? Did she like eating vag over and over? Couldn't stop eating vag? Because that's an addiction I would love to have, and I do have.
She was hospitalized in Florida for jumping off a four-story building.
Really?
Nice.
Unbelievable.
Xanax addiction.
Xanax.
I never would have guessed that.
Wow, she's got a fucking gigantic pontoons.
She has
Xanax.
She has some nice air balloons. What sweat is that?
Fucking lame. She's got fucking Goodyear blimps.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be an addict, you don't. I mean, Xanax is lame. You might as well go all out. Fucking mix the Xanax in with something else, meth or fucking smack or something.
Well, she ain't the sharpest tack in the box.
She's as smart as a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp as a bowling ball.
All right.
Way to go, Rock.
You laugh, though, asshole. Anytime you can fit balls in there, you can laugh. Make sure you laugh.
Smart as a bowling
ball. Well, bowling balls aren't smart, bro. Josh, it works.
All right. All right.
She was as smart as a bowling ball.
I'm like the fourth wheel here.
You know, cause
Lunatic
in,
Radio.
Because in Rocket's world, bowling balls are smart.
No, they're not smart, so that's why I said not as smart as a bowling
ball. Not like basketballs.
Not smart as a bowling ball. Forget it.
Just a bad joke. Just move on.
No, it was good. It was good. Demon Sandbox. Shut up. Don't raise your eyebrows at me.
It's good if we're broadcasting to like 100 of your clones. Because they're all laughing their asses off now.
It would have been good for the for your first show.
Yeah. That would have been brilliant. I've been talking about that for like 4 weeks.
Oh, that's funny.
Remember that joke I said 3 weeks ago? Let's relive it.
Yeah. Yeah, let's play it back.
Let's break down that joke.
By the way, what is today? Can we take some guesses? Yeah, besides Sunday and Doug's anniversary of his marriage.
Oh, National Quit Dipping Day.
Hey, there is no day for that. Yeah.
That's all I got. Leave me alone.
I'm going to put in a lipper.
All right, this will give you a hint. Maybe this as well.
The anniversary of Kieran's first gay encounter.
That's not fun.
I wanted to suck my dog's cock.
Because you're completely wrong. It was...
The first day you sucked a cock?
It's tomorrow.
Ah.
I never suck cock, people. It is Gay Pride Month. Or day. Or
day?
A couple hours.
Is it?
Is it? It's Gay Pride Day, isn't it?
Really?
So everybody out there celebrating.
It's the homo holiday?
Homo holiday.
There you go.
Nice.
It's the double H day.
Are they still cards for that? Dear mom and dad, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got mom, dad, grads, aunt's birthday. Homo holiday.
It's homo holiday.
Suck my cord, Kellyanne!
I've stopped.
No.
I'm not in there.
Always,
that's not a gay porn
you're in
of
the
me.
Background.
Include me, guys.
What am I, fucking R. Kelly in that?
Maybe you are.
They couldn't identify the person in the video with him. Might have been you.
No, here's a song that sums up Gay Pride Day.
You have AIDS.
Yes, you have AIDS.
I hate to tell you, boy, that you have AIDS.
You got the AIDS.
You may have caught it when you
sucked that dick. What? I know the song. It's beautiful.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So the gays get the AIDS?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
No, they never.
You said that, Rock.
That doesn't happen. It's a myth.
Oh.
Total fag, queer bitch, Fruity McGay-gay.
In the butt, I said what? In the butt, I said what? In the butt, you want to do it in my butt?
Yeah.
In my butt, you want to do it in my butt?
No,
in my butt, you want to do it in my butt? In my butt,
okay.
No, in the butt.
Okay, this is what we're going to do to celebrate Gay Pride Day.
What's that?
As straight men on the lunaticradio.com show.
Right. Well, you're in question.
Wait, let me just ask this question before we go into this stupid segment and wait for Mary Carey to call. Has anybody here ever actually sat down and watched at least a minute of gay porn? Anybody?
Nope.
Intentionally?
Yes. Just as a goof.
Nah. Why?
Okay. So it doesn't count if it like you're watching and then it turns out she's got a cock.
Gay porn, not tranny porn, because there's tranny porn.
Okay.
Gay porn. Two guys look like Joey Football.
Okay.
Banging each other.
Well, what if once the cock made an appearance, I stayed and jacked anyway? Does that count?
Are you celebrating today, Josh?
No, I don't think
so. Don't you worry.
Josh is all right.
I have not sat through a minute of gay porn.
All right, no one has watched gay porn. No one
so
has watched.
So 30 seconds, you're saying,
not
Josh.
Intentionally for a minute.
59 seconds and then.
No one has seen gay porn for at least a minute on the show.
Not
30
like,
seconds.
Not
I'll say 30 seconds.
Not like I was like, ooh, I want to go look at gay porn. Absolutely not.
Okay, no one has.
No. I've seen it. But I've not intentional.
Not, right, not to like sit down, dark.
Not
room.
Like I called it up like,
actively,
let me look up gay pride.
You haven't actively sought it out.
Yeah. Right, this is what we're going to do on the show. We are all straight men.
I've seen man ass.
We'd all, Rock, we did not give it away, please.
When you go through.
Like, I know, don't give it away, my bits. I'm going into it.
Well, can you get it off the screen?
All right, Rock, give it away. What we're going to do is straight men on the show. We're going to, everybody on this show is going to take at least, they're going to come down and sit in my chair.
No.
Right?
No, one at a time?
One at a time, and we're going to see who can last the longest.
Well, I can't
porn.
Do this because I got to watch to see if she calls.
You can hear it when the...
No, you can't, Josh. You can't hear it.
Well, if we're swapping seats, I think Kieran could watch
You're
come
watching.
On, look at this guy. He's so
involved.
Like,
what are you afraid of? You don't
throw
like
yourself
it?
Underneath the bus.
I've been doing it for the past 2 months, asshole.
Have you noticed?
Well, he's been watching that for 2 months.
No.
That's not fair. he's used to it. Then
desensitized himself to it.
We are
he
doing
likes it now.
Now we're doing this.
I've had balls on my chin for 2 months.
We are doing this not because we're gay. We're doing this because we had to find some gay audio, like gay men audio for the gay segment we were doing about Gay Pride Day. A lot of gay stuff going on in this segment. We had to get some gay audio, so we actually had to flip on a gay porno and record the audio for the show today. And I actually caught a glimpse of two guys pretty much spitting cum into each other's mouth, and I almost fucking heaved up a lung. I just wanted to puke. Everything wanted to come out of me. And at that point, I realized I'm completely 100% not gay at all.
At that point, you realized it.
Yeah, I think at that point, Rock and Josh were like, wow, he's not gay. Yeah, that's it.
I had to give Rock a dollar.
Yeah. I won the bet.
By the way, Doug, thank you for that wonderful drop you just did a little while ago about balls on the chin.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the soundboard next week.
Here you go, Mortimer, $1. All right, here we go. I'll go first for Gay Pride Day.
Should you go first, though?
Right,
I mean, you might have the best reaction.
Josh, you
want to
go first?
I'll go first.
All you have to do is sit in my chair and hit play. Let's see how long Josh will last with the gay porn.
I need to look at chicks to get myself. Okay, I'll turn the monitor. Go to the happy place. So they're swapping sweets.
All right, Josh.
Turning the
they're
monitor
swapping.
Away.
Josh.
Yeah, they're swapping. Josh. They're swapping something.
All right.
Hey, Josh. Oh, all right. That's up over there. Okay, go ahead, Josh.
All right, I will.
Josh.
Hold on. Before he does it, should we take our kind of guess on what his reaction will be?
How long he'll last? I think Josh is a true champ.
Josh is going to start pounding one out.
I think that dude's going to be stone-faced through the whole thing. Josh. Not even have any reaction at all.
Yeah, if you go past 30 seconds and there's no reaction,
okay,
you win. All right. You go, but I think Josh will actually watch about three films.
What else they got?
Yeah, this is a great site, dude.
All right, you ready?
Why is Josh sound like that guy?
I don't know.
All right, go ahead, Josh, for Gay Pride Day, first attempt at watching gay porn. Go ahead.
All right.
All right, his face.
Can he describe the action going on or no?
Don't close your eyes. Eyes open. Keep staring at the monitor. You cannot look away.
I'm not going to.
What is going on in the scene? Because none of us are watching it.
Yeah, well, I'll save it for you. Oh, no. Okay.
All right, John,
I've had enough. I'm tapping out.
You're tapping out?
I'm tapping
out. Not even.
He hasn't gone to actual tap motion yet.
So, all right, how long was that?
That was 27 seconds.
27 seconds, Josh lasted.
Yeah.
Rock, you're up
there. There was a point where I had to
we'll go with the same clip.
Yeah.
To be fair to everybody, we'll go with the same clip.
All right.
I don't think anybody really wants to win this. This is the oddest segment ever because I don't think anybody wants to beat 27 seconds.
I'll just tap out for a second.
Yeah, Rock, give it a good chance. You have your eyes cannot close, and you cannot look away.
If you're truly straight, it won't bother you because you're like sitting there going, oh, "I'm just gonna go regain my manhood by looking at porn."
I was actually looking at the
way to spin it, Doug.
Rock, all you have to do is just last my 27 seconds.
If you're truly
No, because
if you tap out early, that's not right. You have to go at least the 27. Set the bar.
Oh, I see.
Right.
This is
that's the bit. You have to beat him. You cannot look away for 27 seconds.
Set the bar.
You can go 28 and tap out.
See, and then I'll probably go next. So I'll take it like 3 minutes.
A little strategy.
I'll take it 3 minutes, and then that dude will have to watch it for 3 minutes.
Doug, you're going
all
next.
Right, let's go. Oh my God!
Don't look away. No hand on the face. Eyes open, staring. Don't look away. You're looking away.
Yeah, you're looking at the wall.
For Gay Pride
Day,
we're straight men are watching gay porn. Rock has to watch it for longer than 27 seconds.
You lasted 27 seconds. Oh my God, I'm done already.
Rock is watching gay porno. Watching gay porno. Don't look away. Stare at the gay porn.
Oh, this is all. No, but you know, I know. Jared, I'm going to make you suffer. Oh, this is dumb. Oh, this is the worst.
Now, Brock, the longer you watch, the longer. That means I have to watch it even longer.
The guy's not even hard. That's so, it's like they're not even trying.
How long have you left? Don't go like three films because I'm not watching four.
Oh, this is disturbing. They're all like fucking.
Are they having butt sex?
You can stop at any point now, Rock. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm trying to set the bar. Okay, I'm stopping.
You're stopping?
I'm making it difficult for you, Kieran.
Take it back to the beginning.
Yes.
All right. So how long was that?
55
seconds.
Fuck, now I gotta watch it for 55. That was
Doug,
disturbing.
Now this is the bit. Doug has to watch it for more than 55 seconds now. And then I go last.
God damn it. Now Mary Carey better not call.
So I gotta watch gay porno for 55 seconds.
At least.
I gotta get like the MMA approach to this going on.
You get yourself psyched
the
up.
Intensity.
All right. Put the headphones and the microphone. Cannot look away, Doug. Don't spill dip all over my stuff. All right. For Gay Pride Parade
now
Day
hit,
or whatever it is.
Come on, I got to hit play on this.
You got to hit play. You can't look away. Now, the thing is, if he doesn't go more than 55 seconds, the bar is still 55.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Really? Doug is what? Don't look away. Don't look to us for comments.
Doug is all aggravated by this.
His face, he's laughing. He's got the face he's got the same face like a dog when you catch your dog shitting on the carpet. He's got the same face on.
Dude, the guy's got to jerk himself off.
In honor.
They're not even into it.
Don't look away. He's so disgusted, his face.
Dude, how did you last 55 seconds?
I don't know. You look pretty interested, dude.
Oh, yeah. That game.
You're disgusted. It's like when the Braves are losing in the ninth by five runs.
That's just what it's like.
That's what it looks like. That's his face.
This is way worse than the Braves losing a World Series to the Yankees.
Doug, it is way radio. Worse. You need to go be somewhere within the vicinity of the fucking microphone.
I'm going to definitely try to take this as long as I can. So that you have to watch for
I have to watch.
A full 2 minutes.
Don't look away. Every time you look away, we deduct 10 seconds.
I hear the moaning.
Moaning. Is there ass pounding going on?
Yes.
Fuck.
That's the least of your worries, my friend.
All right, how long? Can you just tap out? Because it's ridiculous, dude.
No.
What are you watching? Like Ben-Hur?
I took it to a minute 30, dude.
Minute 30?
Wait, so just stop it.
All right, just stop it.
Oh, the moaning is disgusting. This show is not gay.
Yeah, let him watch that, dude.
Wait, pause it. Hit escape. They put it to full screen by accident. Yeah, Kieran's got to watch it full screen.
I am watching the same thing you guys watch, some other stuff.
Kieran has to watch it full screen.
No. That's not fair.
It can't be any other
full screen, dude.
All right, let's explain again to the listeners what we're doing in honor of Gay Pride Day. We have a little bit here. Four straight guys in the studio. We're watching gay porn. I guess we chose an order. Josh went first. He lasted how long?
Oh, was it 28 seconds?
28 seconds. Now, Rocket went after him. Rocket had to watch it for at least 28 seconds.
Right.
He watched it for 55.
Right.
Doug went after Rock, lasted a minute 30. Now, I'm going last. That means I have to at least watch, no matter what, a minute 30 of gay porn.
On full screen.
Doug, full make sure he puts it to full screen.
I don't know. I don't even know if he knows how.
Doug knows.
No, Doug knows. I don't know if Kieran knows.
Kieran does. That's why I said Doug do it.
Yeah, hit that button.
All right.
You're not listening to me.
Now, let me also explain this. The reason why I'm going last is that because we did bring up a clip to get some audio for the show today of gay porn, and I almost puked.
Not very tolerant of you, Kieran.
Mm. All right. Go ahead, Doug. Take your chair, unless you want to get throw up on you.
And he's going to set it up.
Hold on.
He's going to set it up for you. There's no setup scenes in the gay porn. They just go to the ass fucking.
They're fucking guys.
They're fucking guys.
Hey, I'm here to fix your cable. Awesome. Here's my cable.
All right. I am.
After you turn it on.
He sounds shaky already.
I know. I'm very nervous. Nervous. I'm looking at a guy like he looks like Marky Mark in those Calvin Klein fucking hits.
I am.
I'm not going to see that guy's cock, am I?
No.
I'm seeing the guy with the glasses on.
No.
Fuck.
Have him hit the full screen.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and hit play.
By the way,
his hand is shaking. Fucking Kieran's hand is shaking.
Who's the guy that hosts Dirty Jobs?
Mike Rowe.
I'm looking at a guy that looks like Mike Rowe sucking a dick.
That is a dirty job.
I'm not saying Mike Rowe's a gay guy, but there's a guy on the gay thing that looks like Mike Rowe. All right, here we go. Doug, sit down. You want to get puked on?
He wants to make sure you hit the full screen.
All right. I'm watching. How long do I have to go?
You have to go on a minute and a half.
Here's fighting it. Maybe a little dick in the mouth will help you, Kieran.
Now, which one are you thinking about being?
Kieran doesn't like the flaccid dick. Oh,
is that Mary Carey?
Oh, son of a bitch, this is sir.
I can't always stop.
This is Darren Williams on board. Please bring your phone.
Hello?
She's going to hear the
tape. Hey, Mary Carey.
Close, Mary.
I'm actually on a plane right now. My flight's about to pick up. I was supposed to originally get in at noon today, but everything got delayed. So I'm not getting in until 7 o'clock now, and I'm on the plane right now.
You're on the plane?
Yeah, they're probably going to yell at me, too. We're about to take off. They're probably going to tell me to hang up my phone in a minute.
Mary, I'm right in the middle. My name's Kieran, by the way. Right in the middle of a radio bit. We're all straight guys, and in honor of Gay Pride Day, we're watching gay porn. And I have to watch... I have to watch gay porn for a minute 30. I think I'm doing pretty good now. This is like watching a baseball game.
She hung up!
What?
Did she? Good.
I think because it was probably like interrupting.
Oh, that's it. Am I done? Anybody counting? I can't get this off my screen. By the way, I'm trying to count. Oh, there's three guys.
You didn't notice
that.
You
just noticed that?
Yeah. I was like, there's three dicks and two guys. I was like, what's going on?
Hit the escape key, douche. Learn how to use your computer.
It's not working, Rock. Thank you. Was that a minute 30? Oh, yeah, a minute 56. Oh, God.
So Mary Carey was getting on a plane. Ugh.
You had the distraction.
Why does he bother calling?
I hate fucking entertainers.
That was Mary Carey.
I hate porn stars that want to be governor.
Look at that. All right, can you guys admit to the fact that my eyes are completely watering and I tried to...
Oh, you made some great...
Yeah, you're a faggot.
That didn't really count, though. I think you should have to do over.
Yeah, after the
I mean, it's easy doing it when a fucking porn star is talking to you.
After the first minute, I think you kind of sort of eased into it, though.
Yeah. By the way, I think our interview with Mary Carey went very well.
Yeah, how many talk shows can they say to do something like
Hold
that?
Hold on, we're watching gay porn right now.
Chick porn star's calling in.
She ran for governor of California.
It shows you where Kieran's priorities are at.
That was a good bit.
That was perfect talking.
We're not going to interrupt the gay porn. We're going to talk to you over it.
Yeah.
I
couldn't shut it off.
Listen, sweetie, I'll get right back to you. I'm watching ass fucking.
I went over there to turn it off for him, and I was like, what am I doing? Yeah. Let him watch it while he's interviewing her.
I tell you this, when you're completely distracted in watching gay porn, it's not so bad.
Well, right, because you're being distracted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. I wonder if she hung up because she was on the plane or she heard you say gay porn and just clicked off because...
Yeah, who knows?
That'd be funny. I think you can cancel her off the guest list for future shows.
Yeah. Well, that was Mary Carey. If you're a big Mary Carey fan, I'm sorry.
There she was.
If you're a big fan, Google her. You'll find stuff out about her.
Or not much. What was I going to say? All right. So that scene we were watching...
What was your favorite part?
In honor of Gay Pride... Day was three guys having a little trifecta of fun.
I don't know why, but
trifecta.
I had to drop out.
That's the trifecta of horror.
I had to drop out when the dude started jerking himself off. For some reason, that was the point where I'm like,
how are you doing? I don't even understand that. How are you doing gay porn? You can't fucking get a hard on.
How is the guy in the middle who's getting butt fucked and sucking a dick not getting any? He's got to do it himself.
This is what
he didn't even get the reach around.
No one's gonna help him out.
This is what got me to vomit, and even the thought of it's fucking making me a little queasy right now. At one point in the scene, the camera guy focused in on the guy's cock going in the ass, and the guy, and like right next to the guy's cock going in the ass was the other guy's balls, and he's jerking them. And You know, we've described on the show how horrific a man's ass is. Right. Now, if you're gay and that's what you're into, so be it. Yeah, yeah, you're into that, blah, blah, blah. Some people are into eating shit. It's weird. It's a weird thing.
Hey, you want to watch a YouTube clip on that?
Right. No, 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 because I almost puked on that one, too. But that's what killed me. Like, a man's ass is fucking disgusting.
Right.
And I don't want to see any sort of sexual organ going into that. Hence me almost puking.
I don't want to see it, period.
If I didn't eat a salad today, I would have had, you know, some nice vomit there
for
everybody.
That's that way to man it up there, Kieran. If I didn't have a salad today.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Was your salad tossed?
Guy's doing jokes.
Oh, look at him.
I'm missing a beat.
Black hole of funny. He's back.
Where you been for 8 years? All right. All right, that was Mary Carey, gay porn, gay pride,
got a lot
parade
done.
Day. Or gay pride day. I hope you're all having fun. All right? How many gay listeners do we have?
Not anymore.
Oh. All right. Well, there it goes. Oh, we'll go back to the African Americans. Play some more hip hop on the show. Yeah, there
you go. That'll be Black History Month. We got to sit through black porn.
I won't puke during that one.
No.
Love those sisters.
Oh,
soldiers.
Right. So did we technically have Mary Carey on the show today? Or
yeah.
Not?
Yeah, you can put her in
that's
the
going
in
a vault.
Yeah, it's going in the vault. That was pretty funny.
I didn't even hear what she said.
She was getting on the plane.
Yeah, she's just on a rambling shit.
Mary Carey was going on a plane.
Yeah, there's no reason for you to say hi and acknowledge it was, on the phone.
Maybe she meant to call the drunk call hotline.
I think he was like, we're watching gay porn. Oh, by the way, I'm Kieran McCann from Lunatic Radio. Sorry. We're watching gay porn right now.
Yeah, can I call you back? All right, taking a break. Back more LunaticRadio.com show. Doug Jones in the studio. Josh Gogan, rock, here, me, whatever.
I'm serious. I was going to eat your pussy.
Yo, Lunatic Radio. Noise Bomb Ontario. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning. Fucked up, 2 pills to eat, you know, just all fucking laced out. Mountain biking through the trails in your mouth. Fucking ruling the shit. Fucking 6 o'clock in the morning. Fucking gorgeous scenery. It's beautiful. LunaticRadio.com. I am LunaticRadio.com. On the sidewalk, and I know why. Why, man? Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high.
Because I got high. La la da da. See, this is good driving music. You know what I mean? Get you thinking.
I don't need to get thinking. See, I'm not.
I get to thinking when I'm driving in the car by myself. You gotta think about things.
That's your rare opportunity.
Where am I going in life? That's what I think.
Nowhere.
Right. So I move on to the next topic.
That's just your.
Remember that girl I met last night? Where is that headed?
Nowhere.
Move on to next topic. That's usually when I change the song and I just go to something else.
Nice.
Pumpkins. Throw a little pumpkins on.
See, the thing is, I have all these songs.
And think
too.
About flowers and shit.
You are so weird.
I do a lot of thinking in the car when I'm on a long trip.
And it gets you nowhere, buddy. Nowhere.
Oh, it gets me to my destination.
I guess so.
Without thinking about traffic.
See, I like a lot of different music, so, you know, I don't know. I don't look at it that way. I just look at stuff that's fun and.
You don't do thinking when you're traveling. Don't you think about a lot of shit? You're spending, hours on end in a car by yourself. You're traveling to get to some place that you probably don't want to go
to. Every day. Every Monday I do that.
You don't daydream? You don't think about shit?
I do, but like random shit. But I don't think the music puts me in that mood.
It does to me.
You are such a
fucking psycho. I like the pumpkins.
Great.
Music. Van Halen, Cousin Rob goes with Van Halen.
Absolutely.
Traveling music. Post your traveling music if you're listening live in the chat room.
Interact with the show.
Now, Van Halen's some good traveling music. That's kind of like partying stuff, though.
It is.
You can't be traveling, like, long, long distances listening to Van Halen.
Why not?
It's more like a party thing. Like, you get you all riled up to go see the concert. But the concert can't be, like, 2 hours away. Because, like, an hour and a half into the trip, you're like, yeah, fucking Van Halen, dude. Jump. Might as well fucking jump. When are we gonna get there?
See, like, some
tired.
Yeah, but, like, this could, like, a lot of these slower songs could probably tire me out. I'd start to doze off behind the wheel. That's not safe.
Not me.
Oh my, you're an awful
I love Rape Me. They're always good. good. Traveling through the country.
That, I can't wait to hear that on playback, the way you just said it. I love Rape Me.
Rape Me. Sometimes I'll go loving.
Like a beads.
Sometimes I'll go loving, and when I go loving, I go Dave Matthews.
Oh,
in the car ride. I'm talking about the car ride.
You are so weird.
I don't listen to Dave Matthews like fucking at home, chilling out. But in the car ride, you want to think. You got to get fucking things running through your head. The music helps you think. You got, I go, Dave Matthews, come on. Who's with me?
Traveling
are so weird. Traveling music, am I fucking wrong? People love the traveling music.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
iTunes to download the show.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com. DWI, I'm the type that can you connect when the coke price rise. Gangsters, they bump my shit, then they know me. I grew up around some niggas, just not my homies. Honey G's, I stash it, the Mac, I blast it. These come, we dump the diesel and battery acid. This flow's been mastered, the ice, I flash it. Chooks me, I had your mama picking out your casket, bastard. I'm on the next level, white link, forget bezel, Benz pedal to the metal, hotter than the tea kettle, blood.
Yeah. What 50 Cent, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock, Josh Gogan, Doug Jones sitting with us. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Can you not talk when I am? Wow. Just trying to intro the thing.
Sorry, Ken.
Oh, shut up. Ken, that was funny.
Ken, late out.
All right, I hear you. Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5456. All right.
I think the first lesson is don't speak over the talent. Right?
No,
right,
I'm
exactly.
Not.
Actually, yeah.
I'm not saying
shut
that.
Shut up, Mike. It's okay. It's your show.
I've been
no,
back for two.
No. Don't start that, cocksucker.
No, it's all you. I'll just sit
don't
here.
Don't start that.
It's all you, none me.
Yeah, no,
none
no,
me,
no,
all
no,
you.
Yeah, no.
Asshole.
Wow.
I've been back for an hour and a half. I already know who the talent is. Yeah. Oh, he's putting to Josh.
That gay bit. That gay bit really, really brought us all together, didn't it?
That really livened up the room. All right. Rock, you have the clip from last segment.
I have it.
Yes, I gave it to you.
Thank you, sir.
Via the network.
Thank you. We're all networked in. We gotta go back and hear what happened in the last segment with Mary Carey. Called into the show as we were doing our segment to honor Gay Pride Day. I just gotta hear it. She called in. It was the shortest interview ever.
That's the way we like them.
Especially when it's Mary Carey on the other one. Hmm. All right, here we go. Is this it?
Yeah, I don't know how the volume's going to be, so I just watched the...
You know what? I'll do this.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I can,
a little normalize?
I can do some stuff.
A little normalize?
I can do some stuff. Maybe not, because... Oh, yeah, by the way...
See, Karen can do this on air, but if I prepare something during a break, it's out of line. But he can
no, I'm not saying... I thought you could do it during the segment, so we wouldn't have to stop the show... No one gets this. They're listening on podcasts. They don't give a shit.
They might.
By the way, Vern Troyer has a sex tape.
Your boy!
Vern Troyer.
Nice.
Mini-Me.
Yeah.
Anybody want to watch that?
I heard it's
I would love to watch it.
Yeah, midgets are great, dude. Who's going to last longest with that?
Midgets make everything funnier.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be our next challenge.
Don't you at least want to know how big his dick is?
I do.
Wait a minute. Do you have it?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, whoa.
It's not out yet. He's trying to actually stop it. Of course,
that's
it is.
Bullshit.
That's what everybody
it's
does.
It's all
right?
Just part of the whole fucking movie to
I
get
think
people
I have,
to go see.
I have the story somewhere. Mini
right,
me
Josh,
attempting
you know what
to
you're
prevent.
Doing? You got a gig coming up.
Yeah, yeah. You got to
see. This is like a. This is odd. Mini me attempting to prevent the distribution of a sex tape. Why? Who's distributing?
I think
fucker?
What he's,
who wants to watch it?
I think what he's doing is because he's going to be suing.
He's fucking 39.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's what surprises you.
Well,
not that he's fucking a model, but he's 49, really?
39.
Holy shit. 39?
Yeah.
Whatever. And What I think he's doing, I think he's suing for like $15 million or something like that.
$20 million.
$20 million. I think he just wants a big payday.
It's
all for the Guru movie.
Because he didn't, like, if you think about it, he doesn't even make $1 million for the Guru movie. You know, he's one of the main players in that, and he's not even making $1 million out of that.
So no, he probably should make $1 million.
Probably
for
wants
a, movie.
A big. Oh, he fucking.
He doesn't eat a lot. He's not going to spend a lot of money
socialist.
On food.
But you know,
except Josh Kogan.
I think that's what he's doing. Is just he wants the big payday because I mean it's out. It's obviously it's in the hands of somebody.
There's
and
some.
Because of that, in no time, it will be on the internet, whether he wants it to or not.
All right, what is weird about this sentence I'm going to read right here?
Ooh.
Has taken
you're
going to
read it?
Oh, he's going to shut off mics now. It's the can show. By the way, entertainers can't make $1 million. Talk radio hosts could.
Oh, okay.
Just for the record.
Way to go. Vern Troyer has taken legal action to attempt to prevent distribution of a sex tape with his former girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
What is weird about that sentence?
Girlfriend?
Yes.
Actually,
of course it is.
I think I read.
And she was of normal height.
I think I read somewhere, too, that she still lives in the same apartment as him.
Karen, average height. Come on.
She was of normal height.
Average height.
No, it's normal.
Handy.
Vern Troyer is not normal. The guy's like a football with legs. He's like a rugby ball because he's white. If he was black, football.
Gotcha.
Or if you got a tan.
Right. Put that thing in the oven. Looks like a baked potato.
With legs.
Yeah. Honestly, he's the closest thing to Mr. Potato Head.
It's true.
It is. Okay. Sorry, Vern.
Oh, it's your boy.
Yeah, we rolling.
Hey, you're taller than him.
Yes. He's 2'8". I'm 2'9". Fuck him.
How's the grass down there, shorty?
Oh, shit. He can be like, honey, I shrunk the kids and actually play with the ants in the grass.
Yeah. They don't have to do any special
really
computer
go
graphics.
What am I on Z Morning Zoo?
Way to reference 1988.
What am I, Greg T, the frat boy? Yeah,
he's,
right.
He's so
I'm
short.
A movie that no one saw.
Way to go, Rick Moranis fan.
Yeah.
He's so short, he can blah, 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 blah. There
right.
You go.
Well, you want to compare cats and dogs now? Because that's a cliche thing to do.
What's a cat and dog have to do with Vern Troyer?
Apples and oranges, my friend.
Oh, I get that.
All right. We have the audio of that we did last segment when we were doing the gay pride segment. We were Ooh. All watching gay porno. And Mary Carey called in. So let's listen to what that sounded like.
Oh,
is that Mary Carey?
Oh, son of a bitch. It's a sir. I can't always
stop. This is Darren Williams on board.
Please
bring your phone.
Hello?
She's going to
hear
the game. Hey, Gary.
Close, man.
I'm actually on a plane right now. My flight's about to pick up. I was supposed to originally get in at noon today, but everything got delayed. So I'm not getting in until 7 o'clock now, and I'm on the plane right now.
You're on the plane?
Yeah, they're probably going to yell at me, too. We're about to pick off. They're probably going to tell me to hang up my phone in a minute.
Mary, I'm right in the middle. My name's Kieran, by the way. We're right in the middle of a radio bit. We're all straight guys, and in honor of Gay Pride Day, we're watching gay porn. And I have to watch. I have to watch gay porn for a minute 30. And I think I'm doing pretty good now. This is like watching a baseball game.
She hung up.
What? Of course she did.
I think because it was probably like interrupting.
Yeah, I like how you try to cover it up too. Like with it. I think it's because she was kind of interrupting the bit. No, the airplane she's on.
Here's the problem I have. So she was delayed.
Why would she bother calling?
Why did she wait to get on the plane to call? She couldn't call while she was just sitting there, you know, in the airport?
During the delay?
Yeah. God forbid.
That's why she didn't become the governor.
Oh! I hate people sometimes.
Oh, I got great audio. Anybody want to hear some great audio?
Like, I mean, we're like nobodies.
Seriously,
I mean,
fuck her, dude.
Slightly common courtesy. You know, you didn't. She didn't find out the plane was going to be delayed.
She's a porn star. She sucks dick for money. Do you think that she gives a shit about common decency?
Yeah, her parents are proud of her.
You know what, Josh? You might have a point.
She's already said, fuck the system.
Yeah, let me do the right thing.
Literally.
Let me do the right thing. Take another fucking load off the chin.
So you know what? Kids. That wouldn't be the moral thing to do, to not call these guys when I have time.
Good point, John. The moral fabric in a country depends on her.
Just saying.
By the way, did anybody hear about the model in New York City yesterday who jumped 9 stories to her death?
Did she live?
See the where do you bury the survivors? Whank, whank.
That is like the most non-funny thing ever.
No, it's probably a lot less funny things, but...
Oh, wait. Oh, Doug.
How do you lead into
Doug
that?
Doug confused me with that one.
Yeah. So should we not do it, Doug?
No. What? You said I was trying to be funny? Oh, no, it was just...
I mean, that's just...
This is funny.
That's funny.
What a dumb cunt.
What?
I mean, honestly, you're 20 years old. How many problems do you have?
Exactly. You got the fucking penthouse in Manhattan. Yeah,
and good riddance.
Listed as a supermodel.
Yeah.
Which, now that she's leaped to her death, I think super should be taken out of the title. Obviously, just a lowly model.
Right. Because you can't fly.
She's
right?
Not indestructible.
I don't know. I thought everything super fly.
I had to leave you there because that was kind of funny, actually. Yeah, how bad could your life have been?
Right. I guess she found that people couldn't fly yesterday.
Yes, she was like, I'm super, so I should be able to fly.
Yeah.
What? Good. Get rid of her. One less asshole on the earth. If you fucking...
Go ahead, Rock.
I'll let it go.
I wonder what she hit before she hit the ground. What did she hit? Like a parking sign?
Maybe like one of those
awning,
one of those awnings, and then a catwalk, and then
what do you think? Like legs hit the awning, she flipped over.
She probably hit a fire escape.
A lot of garbage cans too.
You know, if do we know why? Did she like leave a note behind or anything?
No, no one knows. Even her doorman at her building where she had the apartment,
who should obviously know,
saw her. I know he should know. He saw her that morning and said she was really happy and in a good mood. But
probably because she's made a decision.
Well, you know, all right, well, since we don't know. But if it was because she was having a rough life and things were going bad for her and she committed suicide because of that, then she deserved to die.
As skinny as she was, do you think she would have stuck like a javelin?
I don't know. Let's take a listen to the audio
just
again.
Kind of the wind kind of like took her and floated her down.
Here's the audio again.
Gently, like an ant. That's a hell of an impact, too, when she finally hits.
It's amazing you were there with a microphone. Yeah. You're just in the right place at the right time, sir.
Well, I gave her a little push, too.
Man.
I helped her through it.
Imagine some guy maybe walking down the street right before
anorexic
she fell.
Cunt.
Yeah.
Thinking to himself, God, I'd love to get fucked by a supermodel.
You know what I say? You know why I say so be it?
Why do you say so be it?
Because she's 20. What has she been through in her life at 20?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she's basing it on, because we don't know the reason why she committed suicide. If she committed suicide because she was going through a rough point in her life that she couldn't get out of, go fuck yourself, die. But if there was something else, like maybe if there was another reason, maybe someone wanted to kill her, maybe she got fucked up in some, you know, with what? If you're 20, you fucking live in Manhattan, you're classified as a supermodel.
Yeah.
You got and you're beautiful. You're legitimate. Like, she's a fucking, I mean, she is a supermodel, so obviously it goes hand in hand that she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's like Mrs. Swinging Tits.
So it's like, shut
great.
The fuck up.
Yeah.
Swinging Tits.
I don't know. I hope they don't swing.
I would imagine it was drug related.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Chances are, like, we don't know.
I'll say this. If she was like 49, I'd be like, eh, maybe she had a rough life. Yeah. But she's 20. I'm
that
like,
or, that if she, you know,
melodramatic asshole, jump to your death.
She's a model that's realized it's over.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fuck.
Sky's the limit for this girl.
Apparently not.
I feel the ground.
The street's the limit.
Imagine seeing that. Ugh.
You think halfway down she changed her mind?
So, Karen, if you were there,
maybe she was attempting a YouTube stunt.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, this is not fun.
Yeah.
Halfway down.
So, Karen, if you were there and you walk her by and she fell, would you just be like, yeah, let me see what I could check out that snatch?
I'd probably fuck it. I was looking.
I could say, yeah, I fucked the supermodel. She was dead.
All right.
I fucked her.
Her head looks like a mashed potato,
that is
but
a hot,
how's the vajaj?
One hot
the vajaj,
putter.
I said. I'd fuck it. If that happened at like 4:30 in the morning and no one's on the streets in New York and you see some chick fucking plummet to her death and she's that hot, even though her head looks like a mashed potato.
You throw your jacket over the head and you go to town.
Yeah, tell me you wouldn't fuck it. It's still warm.
Even, especially if she, if she jumped without panties.
So wrong.
It's an invite. If she did it naked,
absolutely.
Yeah,
she's asking you.
If her legs are spread when she hit the ground, she wants it.
It might not be an invite, but she certainly isn't saying no.
I think that would hold up in court too.
Yeah, she wasn't saying no.
Yeah, charged with necrophilia, Your Honor. She was a supermodel.
She didn't resist, Your Honor.
Yeah.
It ain't date rape if she didn't say no.
Her legs were spread apart, and her brain was 30 feet away.
Probably scoop that up and fuck it later.
The brain? It's like Jell-O. Oh, God. Her fucking eyes hanging out of her socket. You're like, fucking it.
It was a supermodel.
Kira's like, I can eye fuck her. Give this a whirl.
Come on the show. Try every dirty thing that you ever wanted to do to a broad.
Come on the show and be like, I fucked a supermodel this weekend, guys.
Yeah. In the street.
So
public sex. She was a dirty girl.
So for the record, we learned this week that Kieran gags to gay porn, but will fuck a fucking splattered body.
You know this. You know that's what they. What
a splattered supermodel.
Those guys at the morgue when the body comes in. You know that's one of the first things they're checking out.
The badge.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
They got to.
Oh absolutely.
You're there long enough. No, seriously, you're there. That's your job, and you know,
especially since she's
wheeled in. You're checking the badge out.
You know some of those guys are fucking hitting it, too.
Oh, no, come on.
Tasting it. I tasted fucking this chick.
They're at least fingering it.
Yeah. 20-year-old supermodel.
It fucking happens. Bottom line, it fucking happens.
You know it does.
Jumps to her death in New York.
I think Doug's trying to say something. I'm not actually saying it.
Which has if I worked there, they'd have to watch.
Was your fingers somewhere they shouldn't have been dug once before? Many moons ago.
They're like, Josh, smell this.
Yeah. Obviously.
Still hot.
Obviously, it's all part of like, oh, no, we're checking to see if, you know, this was in her system. And
yeah, right.
We're looking
checking
for
her bodily fluids.
Evidence of
she's
foreign.
She's dead. There's no bodily fluids.
Well, you need to know if she was raped and then tossed out a window.
Right.
Doug would carry her away like a puppet.
Hey guys!
Yeah.
Hi guys!
Hey, jump down the window!
I'm the dead supermodel!
Oh no! Oh my god!
If she wasn't really fucked up, I'd sit her up in the corner like Weekend at Bernie's. I know the fucking supermodel!
Dude!
And just microwave her every once in a while when you want to get your rush.
No, you set up a pulley system for the hands to go.
Dude, I got a supermodel in the bedroom. She's so easy too. Go on and have fun.
Right, you got pulley systems, and you put her hand around a cock, and you just pull on the string to jerk yourself.
Puts out an ad on Craigslist. Want to fuck a supermodel?
Yeah,
come by my place.
She's dead but easy. here comes dinner.
Nice. Chairs like jackpot.
Yes. Cha-ching.
Oh, fucking egg. Here's
dinner is served.
Here's going to be walking around Manhattan now just waiting for another supermodel fucking bite the bullet.
I'm going to Soho, motherfuckers. Does anybody live? I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. I'm as almost slipped up this week again.
Almost?
Did he? Oh, did he slip up? All right, here's the audio.
Oh, defensive back Adam Pac-Man Jones, recently signed by the Cowboys. Here's a guy suspended all of 2007 following that shooting in a Vegas nightclub.
Well, stuff happens. You're in a nightclub, for God's sake. What do you think's going to happen at a nightclub? People are drinking and doing drugs.
Yeah.
There are women there, and the people have guns. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, he's been arrested 6 times since being drafted by Tennessee in 2005.
What color is he?
He's African-American.
Oh, well, okay, there you go. Now we know.
Well, he wants to drop his nickname, Pac-Man.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
Obviously, Imus was the guy, the radio DJ.
Do you have his apology, what he said, what he meant by that?
No, I don't have that clip, but I know he did make an apology on the air.
Yeah, he basically said what he was trying to say was...
Right, he didn't apologize. He was just explaining what he meant.
Yeah, what I meant was, obviously, he was being unfairly treated because he was black. That's what I meant by that.
Mm-hmm. And I believe him. Does anybody believe him? I believe him.
Yeah, but considering what he
just
went
not that
through,
dumb.
No, I know, but
what he just went through. Yeah, but at the same time, there's a part of you that you gotta like he's got to have some resentment to the black community for what he went through.
Maybe towards certain parties in the black, like
right,
Al Sharpton.
But when that happens, though, you have like this taste where you're like, fucking that guy. Yeah, of course.
Right.
You'd shy away a little bit from. The humor that he was trying to...
I think what he was trying to... Obviously, what he was trying to say. I think what he was trying to say. Not obviously. You're a black guy with a lot of money. You're in a club where there's a lot of booze being thrown around. You're spending a lot of cash. Maybe just some drugs. What do you think's going to happen? You're a black guy. You're not going to get fucking looked at, have a microscope on you, and fucking get arrested a couple times. Yeah, you're going to be pinpointed because you're the... You know,
hey,
that's just the way things are.
You know,
that's
but
what he's saying
too. Though I think that the part of that why he was gone after for this is because when you go there you go is because it's one of those things where shooting up a nightclub when you hear so and so you know somebody went in and shot up a nightclub, what's the first image in your head? Who do you think is going to do that?
Right,
Tony Soprano.
Exactly.
Well, the Sopranos wouldn't go do that in a nightclub where there's people around. They're you know.
I mean,
but you know what I'm saying? It's not a fucking.
I'm not picturing Imus there.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're picturing Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. To be honest, I was actually picturing Vern Troyer with his cock.
Of course you were, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Imus has first-hand knowledge of what goes on in nightclubs.
Yeah.
There you go.
A man drinks 23 shots of vodka in 30 minutes, dies.
Okay. Brilliant.
Wow.
How did he get to shot 21?
I was thinking
23.
19.
No, no, no. I mean, I'll give him that he can do 20 shots. I'll give you that.
Well, he was conscious.
How did he have the ability to pick up number 21, number 22, and number 23?
He collapsed, never awoke.
Wait, how long a time was that?
I think he was almost...
30 minutes, 23 shots of vodka.
The alcohol wasn't even absorbed into his system that
really?
Fast, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus, that's...
How long after he did the 30 shots or 23 shots did he die?
Well, he fell asleep. And never woke up.
No,
sucks.
He fell asleep and then he died.
Mm.
If you fall asleep and you don't wake up... That's once you're sleeping it off.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just being very general.
He fell asleep and his heart stopped.
He fell asleep in a coffin and they just buried it. Big deal.
Oh, big whoop.
Fuck yourself.
Shit happens.
He's laying there and can they open his mouth and like a little lighter and the alcohol vapor just sort of burns off like a... One of those
like
fucking
a tiki torch.
Yeah, one of those things that they.
He's
one
a
of
fucking
those,
giant lighter.
One of those things that caterers put under trays to keep them hot.
A steno.
Sterno.
Sterno.
Killing people for raping children struck down by the Supreme Court. That kind of sucks, right? Shouldn't we kill all the kid touchers?
Why yes. Not? There's no need for them.
I'm all for killing kid touchers.
I'm for it too, but I did hear a good argument as to why that's not a good idea.
Do tell, please.
Because if the death penalty is involved, then you're that much more encouraged to just kill your victim in hopes that you wouldn't get caught. Like if I just kill him and bury him somewhere, then maybe no one will find out that I did it, and then I won't get caught for the death penalty. Penalty.
Yeah, but that's
you think
not
that
like,
logic's going through people's heads.
I don't know what logic's going through people's heads, but I mean, it is, you know.
You could probably pull up on the internet about 50 guys that live within 5 miles of right here.
Yeah, they're all touching kids.
I think there's one in this room.
What?
Karen, are you talking about yourself, Rock?
No, Karen. It's in the area, in this area.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to make a Karen joke.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying I touch kids? I've never touched a kid.
No.
Other than to fucking throw them in front of a car.
I did hear an argument, though, like... Like on the pedophile websites, this one dude was like 18 and he banged a 17-year-old girl, and his parents didn't like it very much.
Right.
Her parents didn't like it very much, and pretty much he was like, it was consensual. It wasn't some fucked up twisted thing. I wasn't banging an 8-year-old. And now he's got to register everywhere he goes for the sex offender thing. And
honestly, that's one thing that really does bother me is that there's a lot of guys that get fucked over that way because they were 18 and the girlfriend was 16, or they were, you know, they were 17 and the girlfriend was 15, and it was a consensual thing between the two. And now for the next 10, 15, 20 years, everywhere they go, they got to register, and then, you know, busybodies go on and oh, God damn it.
That would be Lauren Karff, I believe. Let's ask her about the kid touching. Lauren Karff.
Hey.
How are you, young lady?
I am good. How are you?
What do you think about the Supreme Court now saying that we can't kill kid touchers? Are you for it?
We should kill them. I worked at a school with a pedophile.
Well, that's a good place for a pedophile, then. I mean, not for the kids, but for him, it's a good place
to be. That's a hell of a gig for him.
I know. They arrested him right in school.
Really?
They got to make a statement about it.
Mm. More importantly, are you still hot?
Why would she not?
Am I still hot?
Yeah.
Of course.
Nice.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, that's a Karen question.
Well, I just want to segue into something else.
Am I still hot in your imagination?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Is your husband dead yet?
No, I thought you were going to work on that so we could be together forever. Mm-hmm. I thought we did like a little handshake and stuff, and it was like agreed upon you were going to take care of that.
Let me, here's a scenario. Let me paint the scenario for you, because you know that I think you're very attractive, right? But
right. We
have a problem. You're married, right?
Right.
Say, I don't know, Rory falls in front of a train, dies tomorrow, right?
Right.
How long would it take for Cooper to start calling me dad?
You could just come down later that afternoon. Or Rory's going away this week, so why don't you just come down in the middle of the week, and he'll call you dad for 2 days.
All right, that's cool. God, so I can be like daddy during the week.
Right.
Can I be uncle?
This kid would be like, that's daddy during the week.
The only thing is, though, is that when Rory does come home and Coop goes, well, weekday dad lets me do that. That's, what are you talking about?
Weekday daddy.
Rory won't even know. He's too busy masturbating to, like, gay porn. Rory's too busy getting mad at me. He was mad at me tonight because he wanted me to degrease his chicken nuggets, and I didn't degrease them enough.
What
the fuck is so that?
He's
what
does more
that
wrapped mean? Up with other things.
What the hell does that mean?
Like, when he makes his chicken nuggets in the oven, apparently they get a little greasy, and he needed me to blot them. And I didn't, like, squeeze them. I just blotted them.
Yeah, but
and
why?
I got, like, all kinds of trouble.
Why is he eating chicken nuggets, then?
I don't know. They're, like, organic, like, I don't know, because I wouldn't make him anything else. It's Sunday night, like, I should be cooking him a full meal, I guess.
Right. And Jesus.
There's no grease or, like, anything on
it. It's weirder than me.
Jeez.
So, yeah. You know, you can come down and be substitute dad while he's away.
Yeah, tell him if he doesn't want grease.
Don't grease your chicken nuggets.
If he doesn't want grease, then don't eat chicken nuggets. That's
why couldn't he do it himself? How about that?
I know, that's the whole point. I know. Lauren. Karen's like, why can't he eat chicken nuggets? But I agree. That's what I said to him. I go, you do it yourself.
It's like, Lauren, could you please de-cheese my pizza?
He's like, there's grease on this. I can't eat it.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Just I know.
Fucking degrease.
And then he's like, why
don't
you want to have
bitch.
Sex with me?
All right, now there's a problem.
Lauren, I got
I know.
I got another way to get into your pants. I got another way.
This okay, is what I'll do. It?
You go out to IKEA or something and buy a really big dresser, right? I come right. down there and I sleep in it, and you just call me a vibrator.
All right.
What the hell?
I'll try it.
I'll be like a sex
You're
toy.
Little. You'd fit.
Like the lion, the witch, and
the
hobo.
That's where the girls put the vibrators, right? In the dressers?
Line of the show.
Right.
You just say, hey, Rory, I don't want to have sex tonight. I'm going to go use my vibrator. You pull up in the drawer. I'll wake up, and there we are.
All right. Are these the things you think about?
Constantly.
Right.
You want to be the boy toy?
You know. Some people say it's weird. Some people say it's weirder.
So, Karen, what are you going to tell her about the poster you have in your bed of her?
That I fuck it?
Ew. Are you joking?
I'm kidding. I'm little, kidding. I'm kidding.
He doesn't.
Obviously. Like a hole in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I was scared. I had to send Rocket some pictures of Rory and I because he was helping us with our website, and I was wondering if he was going to like give the pictures to you and you're going to like. Sleep with them.
Absolutely
like,
not.
Pull your face out and put your face on.
Lauren, come on. You honestly think I'm going to do that? I'm keeping it for myself.
Yeah, I know.
Matter of fact, I cut him out of all of you and I made it my desktop image. Did I just say that?
Uh-huh. I need more rocket heads.
So, Lauren, you're on the show today to promote the new radio program coming up on Channel 481. You broadcast starting when? When is the new broadcast coming out?
I have no idea, but I do know Rory blogged about it on our website, unholymatrimonyshow.com.
Okay.
He blogged about it.
He's got a blog.
So check that out, and then it says stuff. I don't know anything about this. He's, like, forcing me to do this. He said to me that, you know, it would be great if we got divorced and then kept doing the radio show.
Oh, my God. That works out beautiful.
That sounds like a great idea. He's like, it would be great. I'm like, all right, let's get divorced so that you can make a good show.
Right.
He does understand that you're, like, extremely attractive, and you sit there and degrease his fucking chicken nuggets, and he's talking about divorce to you. This guy's a moron.
Well, Karen, does he have to be dead, or can we just be divorced?
Divorced, dead, same thing.
Okay. Mm. All right.
He just has to be away.
Yeah,
just get him away.
You know what? We could just lock him in a closet.
All right.
He might like listening. Who knows?
We'll just put a dog collar on him, and every time he gets near us,
if you tell him it would be good for the radio show, he'd just let you have sex with me.
Not a bad idea.
But that's how Rory is.
That'd be a wacky bit.
So.
I'm looking forward to this radio program because you guys are some knuckleheads over there. You have a very interesting marriage.
I'm wondering what's going to happen to the marriage when this starts. He gets upset because I don't want to tell. He wants me to be talking about it all the time. And he's like, you're not that excited. I'm like, what do you want me to say? He wants me to be like jumping up and down about it 24 hours a day.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, Rory, let's just see.
Are you going to let your parents listen?
Well, are we talking about like my shaved vagina or are we, I don't know. I don't think it's appropriate.
Okay. Well, I just didn't know if they were going to start, calling more often and go, do you need us to watch Cooper?
No.
You have a place to stay if you need it.
My parents, no way. They're like, get your own place.
Oh, man.
Oh, like, you married them. You dug your own hole. So
what'd you do today, Lauren, to celebrate Gay Pride Day?
Coop and I went to the pool. We went swimming.
Whoa!
And Gay, I wore a low-cut bathing suit. You should have seen it.
Keep going.
And I was with Rory, which is a lot for... about being gay.
That's surprising because I figured he'd be marching today.
Oh, no. You know what Rory was doing today while I was, like, taking care of our child? He was looking up some porn star guy with, like, a big penis.
Oh, wow.
I walked in the computer room. I'm like, what is this? He's like, oh, he's for our radio show. I'm like, whatever. I'll just let you go. The door was closed.
Why do you have a rainbow tattoo now, Rory?
What?
Why do you have a rainbow tattoo now, Rory?
I know. Did you ever see the tattoo on his leg? He's like a real gay dolphin on his leg.
Yeah.
Gay dolphin?
Yeah, you should.
Who has a dolphin tattoo?
Well, he was a big Miami Dolphins fan, but he got like halfway through the tattoo, so now he's just got this queer dolphin on him.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Hysterical. I never knew that.
I got to see that thing.
Oh, we got to get a picture of that.
Lauren,
you got to get a picture of that and send it to me. I got to put that on the board.
You should put stars around it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's really gay. Man, he like won't wear shorts because of it.
He needs a naked man riding it.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well,
as I'm degreasing his nuggets, like, he's got this gay dolphin on his leg.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could degrease my nuggets. I understand he's your husband, Lauren, but he is very gay. He's very gay.
He is very, very gay.
And you know what happens to gay guys? They get that AIDS.
Ah.
Hey, so you got to get away from him.
Sorry, did I go too far?
That's very un-PC of you.
Oh.
That's not what I meant. I meant, naturally,
Mm-hmm. All right, it's the internet, though. We can go that far. I look forward to the Unholy Matrimony Show starring Lauren Karff
and somebody else.
Some guy.
Just some guy. Some kind of gay guy.
Right.
Lauren Karff and whoever she happens to be married to at the time.
Mm-hmm. Her career
at the time. Just during that week who I was married to was who's on the show.
Boys and buddies.
But yeah, would you do the show if let's say the show becomes very popular and they come to you and they go, Lauren, you know, we really like the show, but we'd like to change one little thing about it. How about we do it with a different husband?
Right.
That would be fine.
You'd be fine with that?
That would be fine.
That would be totally fine with that.
I love it.
Because, you know, they would probably be a little less controlling about it.
Right.
More fun.
Especially if it was a black guy. I ran a 4.34.
Definitely, he was a black guy.
Nice.
Definitely. Yeah,
I know what microphone you'd be speaking into.
If you get more celebrity than your husband, are you gonna like leave him
for a black guy?
Yeah,
for any guy,
for anybody. If you become more celebrity than him, are you just gonna leave him? And be like, fuck you, I don't need you anymore.
What a loser.
Yeah, right.
You know?
He's got a dolphin on his leg. What a faggot. I don't need him.
Yeah, what a loser.
We'll see her at the Academy Awards with somebody else.
You know, if he loses his job and he can't bring home a paycheck, I'm done. No, I'm kidding.
You think I like...
But you're not.
You think I like being known as Karp?
I tried to get him to change his last name before we got married. I was like, can we get rid of the PS? I go, can't we just be like Car? Like, I sound a lot better.
Yeah.
And his parents didn't like it.
She didn't want his last name.
That would be a horrible name.
He's afraid to upset his mom.
Rory Carr. Yeah.
Well, no, it's better than Carp.
Catchy name.
That's
I like
what the
it.
Point is.
That's not too late for you, Lauren. You can go and get that changed.
Yeah, I know. I should. My last name before wasn't any better, so.
Oh, well.
Husmanzada.
I was shallow, and so everyone would call me Deep, and then it turned into Deep Throat, and it was just traumatizing.
So you've been putting up with this your whole life, then?
All right. What is the show called? Unholy something?
Unholy Matrimony.
All right, you're married. I forgot.
Yeah, unholymatrimonyshow.com. That's the website.
Right.
We look forward to
it,
Lauren.
Read Rory's blog.
No. You do the blog. You love the blogging.
Oh, God, Rory's blog.
Just a little piece of advice, Lauren. More pictures of you equals more people listening, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
All right.
Honestly.
We'll take more pictures.
And that's not a gag either.
And just you, not him. Just you.
I'll give.
All right, well, you have to tell him he shouldn't be in them. He, like, feels like he's the star and he has to be in everything. If you look at the website, there's a lot of pictures of Rory alone.
Rory really is a glorified producer on that program. Like, there's other than, like, getting it on the internet, there's no other reason for him.
I think I'm just going to contact you directly, Lauren, from now on. I'm just going to bypass
that's fine.
Him.
We'll check out the website and we'll get more pictures of me on there.
Right,
sweet.
Yeah, I'll give Rory some credit here. He's got a gold mine right there. He's got a little piece of gold.
Absolutely.
If he plays his cards right and butters up Lauren a little bit, sky's the limit.
Why do you think I'm staying involved with this?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sky's the limit.
Butter. I'm kind of hoping it turns into a porn website.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because I really want to see Rory naked.
You know what? The future of Unholy Matrimony?
Yeah.
Naughty internet radio.
Oh!
Hey.
First scene, Lauren solo.
I'm not having sex on the internet with Rory.
Come on. Oh, come on. Not with Rory, she said.
Not with Rory.
That's fine.
I meant right.
All right.
With Kieran, maybe. Kieran and Rocket, probably.
If, yes! Like,
if you log on to ifuckthefootballteam.com.
Oh, Kieran! Oh, my God!
I'm kidding. You know I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
Sort of. I'd love to go to that site, though. Shit. All right. Lauren, you're a good sport for coming on the radio show. We all look forward to the Unholy Matrimony on Channel 41. You broadcast starting in July.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Lauren. Take care of yourself. Say hello to the Rory guy.
Okay, I will.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. You take care of him for me.
Yeah, we will.
Bye.
He's being whacked. Don't worry about it. I got a couple guys named Sal coming down there.
Both names.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. There goes Lauren Karff.
The funniest fucking shit that I've heard on this show or seen on this show is, like, you're talking to this hot chick about banging Rory or whatever. This guy's checking his MMA tracker. Who's fucking winning? He's like totally unfazed by it.
Well, you gotta understand the reason.
He's like, whatever. They're talking to another fucking broad. Fuck it. I'm gonna check who's winning the fucking MMAs.
The backstory is Rory. We got introduced with Rory through Josh.
Yeah,
so they knew each other from down south when Josh lived down there. So
were you around for Scott Osajic?
No.
Oh, all right.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you missed out a lot of it.
We're talking about sex and shit, and he's just like, fuck it. See if I can.
Don't miss a beat.
Because he knows them, you know.
Kimbo Slice one today.
Let's do this, too, because Mary Carey did make an attempt to call to the radio program, right? She did make an attempt.
Sure, whatever.
MaryCareyProductions.com is her website. Her MySpace is MySpace.com/RealMaryCarey.
R-E-E-L or R-E-A-L?
R-E-A-L. Mary Carey.
Real.
Real Mary Carey. We'll take a break. Look forward to the Unholy Matrimony show coming
It'll
up.
It'll be good. They are. I mean, if you listened to that show a few weeks ago and they were both on, oh my God, they killed.
Is this internet radio?
Yes.
Yeah. We had, Doug, we had
he showed me pictures.
This is just internet radio, right?
She needs to be televised.
It is internet radio, Doug.
No, her show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know these things. I don't fucking listen to you.
No, I just want to make sure I don't get too excited about it.
I don't fucking listen to you, dicks. I'm just making sure that she's going to be on the internet, because if she was on TV, I'd probably watch her.
If you want to, you probably will be able to watch it, but I can't say anything.
I just want to see him back.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the new software. I'm on that fucker.
Oh, my God. He was making the jerky motion.
I mean, she was hot. She went down in the pool with her kid.
I think they knew that, even though they couldn't see it.
I just want to make it perfectly clear, sir.
Go ahead.
It was with his right hand. And
I'm hoping it would be a reality show where they show her at the pool in that little fucking low bikini thing that she was saying.
I got an idea for Rory if he's listening. Rory, if you have a pool at your house, please do a show from the pool.
Ooh! Mm. You know, guys, you guys were a little bit, you know, risque with her today on the show.
Preferably.
Anyway, I didn't appreciate the way.
Hold on. Preferably with Rory in the pool with the mic and Lauren just sunbathing on the side.
You mean
there.
Preferably Rory with the mic and like concrete slabs on his feet?
Preferably with Rory in the pool at the bottom.
All right, let's take a
better. You're the comedian.
No, he's good. Take a break. Come back. More Lunatic Radio. I'm sure I'm after this.
Hey, this is Misbehavin from Kansas, and I masturbate to lunaticradio.com. Woo! Together.
So,
what's that?
You know what? Blacklight the couch.
I don't even know if I'd want to do that.
Oh, although it might be like right. I don't know. You know what? Just find it. I won't tell you where.
Just find it.
I'm not going to tell you where it is on your couch.
Hey, really, though, you got to learn some level of control. I don't care how wasted you are. Honestly, it's starting to get bad. You're just getting bad.
And above the boss's head.
I mean, goddamn.
My head was right there. I was trying to sleep.
Just bad. Have some control, man. It'll be
like
there.
You said, like I'm banging people in the street.
You pretty much are at this point, dude. You really are. Oh, God.
It wasn't.
I'm making your brother aware.
Wasn't the
I'm sending your brother a text.
It wasn't the best location, probably.
Should have been an option. I live there.
There were guests there.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You know, Ray, I'm not trying to like over.
I know,
that.
And I was entertaining.
I mean, we're talking like, I don't know, 4 feet away from you.
That's,
at most.
That's being generous, too.
Yeah, at most 4 feet. Oh.
I probably could have reached Ray's forehead if I really gave it some.
That was another concern. Well, what happens if a hand or a foot comes through and starts stroking my bald head?
Hey, wait a minute. Is it raining in here?
As much, Ray, I wish that never happens to you get that situation, but in my honest opinion, you have every right to fucking cut the shit. You have every right to be like,
oh,
stop.
No, he did.
No!
I did.
We froze.
I was not, no, because as soon as I put all of it together, I'm like, oh, hell no.
No, he didn't.
Because I got to fucking sleep, and you are not going to be pulling this shit above me.
Do the sound effects again.
So I don't remember. I think I said something to the effect of, you know, knock, seriously, knock that shit off.
Yeah. Because it's like you know, when you were younger, when you were trying to go to bed, and you're like just banging around in your room, and your parents think you're in bed, and they come by, and they're like, knock that shit off and get off the bed.
Right. Yeah,
that's what it was like. Here's my reenactment. Knock that shit off! Pretty much it. Oh, petrified.
I hope at the very least I ruined the end of it.
Yeah. Crash landing it was. Alright, this is awkward. Barack,
what?
It's a good catch you got.
Shut up!
It's a good one.
You, oh my god, you actually might have to consider taking, like seeing a therapist.
Why? Because the load ended up on your couch?
You have no control! None!
What, 2 times in 32 years I've had sex with those people? People do it all the time.
And 2 of the people that you did it in front of are sitting right in front of you.
People!
Yeah, I like to hang out with the people I have sex in front of.
Hey, what's up? This is Sketch. And when you're not thinking about pink elephants and masturbation, you should be listening to lunaticradio.com. Sorry, guys, that promotion sucked. I'll think of a better one when I'm not hammered. Laguna Beach!
The fiend of a microphone. I'm the microphone fiend.
Miss some of the live show? Be sure to check us out on iTunes and download the show located in the podcast directory under comedy. That's Lunatic Radio, iTunes, podcast, comedy category. Because we're
That's lunaticradio.com/iTunes to download the show.
And now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Filter that album's still out there. You know what? Go pick up all the albums.
Yeah.
You know?
The songs I like, I really, really like.
I will say this. Musicians, once they get off the drugs, right? And this is no knock to Richard Patrick. This is just a general observation. Once the musicians and talents get off the drugs, the music tends to fade. Anybody, any comments on that?
I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's like that with any artist, though.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's because it's...
Other than, wait, did Jim Morrison, anybody know? Did Jim Morrison, was he a big drug addict when the Doors first started?
He was into everything.
Yeah, like LSD.
No, I'm saying, like, does anybody know? When they just started.
Yeah.
The Doors.
Yeah.
Not like when they got popular.
Open the doors of reality.
He didn't do probably as much as he did when they were popular, but he was a...
Probably because he was broke as fuck.
I was going to try to make the point that, you know, he got worse because he did more drugs as he got more famous.
Yeah, but he also got I don't know how to put it, but he basically let the drugs take over.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should, Karen.
Do drugs?
Yeah.
No, dude, I'm too fucked out of my gourd anyway.
Oh, man.
Maybe the show'll be funny.
Bin Laden's a bastard.
Yeah.
By the way, Doug, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, really?
Got you here. Do you speak?
Jeez. Yeah, you should. We should do that. We should have a little bit of a, like a smoking party. Yeah, right. See this dude all fucking hot up?
Come on. No, I won't talk. I'll just be giggling.
Sloppy now.
That would be an interesting show, though. Come on.
All you'd be talking about is banging Lauren. That's what you'd be doing.
No, man. Dude, I'd be like,
check my rod. Rock, I was sort of sober at the strip club the last Monday, and I asked you to touch my dick.
Last Monday? Jesus. Dude, I was watching this porno the other day. You should see it. I download here. Look. No, wait. That's not it.
How can I throw up the gay porn yet ask Rocket to touch my dick?
See, it's the level of intoxication. If you
can
watch
anybody
that,
make that connection?
If you were, let's tell you what, let's go out, have pound a few beers, and come back and watch it again and see what happens.
Rocky, you sure you don't have a vagina?
No, I don't have a vagina.
Because I'd bang you if you did have one.
Oh, wow.
We get along.
He's trying to, like, defend it. I got a reason behind that
No,
statement.
Like friends.
Can I just go behind this? I honestly say some fucked up. I say shit on this show that I get fucked up.
Say, you were at the strip club. You grabbed my wrist and tried to put it on your fucking hammer. Like, look at, no,
right.
No.
Right, that wasn't a wacky bit. That was
real. There was no microphones anywhere.
I didn't have the wacky horn. I should just carry this around with me all the time.
That's your safety.
I can, like, shoot somebody and go, it's just a bit, dude.
Start calling you his co-host with benefits.
Oh, God. God damn it, kid. You are such
That's
a
good.
Fucking homo.
I'm not a homo.
That was fucking good.
I almost puked.
You wanted another man to touch your dick.
Yeah, but it's you.
No.
You're
my
asshole.
Buddy. You're like my brother. You're like my brother giving me like a little dick.
That can't yeah. touch a Pesci.
So as long as it's got a little sense of incestuousness.
There's something about
don't,
yeah. There's,
don't touch it's all good.
There's something about if it's your brother, it's okay.
Yeah. Fat Kev wants little Kira to touch the Pesci. Touch it, dude.
I got a hard on. Come sit on my lap.
It's all right. Brothers can touch dicks.
Rock, feel hard.
Come on, cross
Is that
swords.
What happened? Did you touch Fat Kev's Pesci? Did you touch your brother's Pesci? Is that what you did?
No.
But, yes, but he called it his pitching wedge.
Let's tap helmets. Did you guys see which one was longer?
$19, brother. Get up in it.
Did you guys see who was
you
bigger?
You should check out what I could do with this thing in the sand.
Did you guys see who was bigger by standing face to face and seeing who touched first?
Oh, my God. All right, well, we learned something. Kieran and Fat Kev.
No.
Interesting childhood.
Yeah, Fat Kev, no faggot.
We'll say this, though. My balls are bigger than Fat Kev.
I'm on the straight and narrow, dude.
Yeah.
Can, faggot, no.
Yeah, right. Can, faggot, no, LR. drunk call here. It's from some guy. He's got some things to say.
Dudes, Lunatic Radio. George Carlin died. You guys are from New York. I wonder how you feel about that. I think George was from New York. Josh Gogan. I wonder how Josh Gogan feels about that. A lot of people from New York don't like George Carlin's comedy because they think it's witty satire, but it's not exactly comedy. But
that's a true statement.
Josh, how do you feel about the passing of the great George Carlin?
Honestly, I'm kind of like, I don't know, like indifferent about it.
Hmm. Indifferent about it.
Well, the thing is that he's done so much that it's not like I could probably go through it all again and not feel like I miss him. You know what I mean?
He does. I'll say this. I've watched a lot of his specials and stuff. He does like timeless. Well, sort of. Some specials he does do like political issues and
current
subjects,
events.
Current events. But a lot of his shit is just timeless.
Yeah. And
it's always going to be funny.
Yeah. And you know, his special before the last one, I really hated.
Yeah.
It just came off as an old man complaining about shit.
Yes.
But the one he just did was really good.
At about 70 years old. And I just watched that one the other night.
It's really good.
It is really good.
And I'm glad that was the one he went out on because, you know.
He hammered it.
Yeah, if he went out on the last one, I'd probably feel bad. You know, like, oh, God, you know.
A lot of people were complaining about his the one previous to the last one.
I mean, I don't know, I think it says a lot about how, you know, how far we've come as far as medical care goes when you go, Jesus, 70 you know, 70s is young to die. But you know, he's got so much shit and you can go back and listen to it and still laugh at it and feel relevant that, you know, it's almost like it's not really, it's almost like he's got so much stuff that he's not really gone. You know, he's not like he's not like one of those guys that starts to peak and then dies, and you're like, well, fuck, what, you know? Like, if, like, Kennison or
Bill
Hicks.
Like, what's next?
Do you think?
Yeah. Like, I wonder what he was thinking. What he would have done. Like, with Carlin, you know what he would have done.
Do you think he'll be remembered like Pryor is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How does it go? What do you think it goes? And if you had to rank comedians, would it go Pryor, Carlin, and then the rest?
Yeah, it would. Just because Pryor, I think, influenced so many more comics than Carlin did. Like, Carlin really influenced a lot of people, but everybody...
Do you think Carlin might have influenced Pryor in some way?
Oh, I'm sure they influence each other. Mm-hmm. But I think that more, you know what? Maybe my generation probably was more influenced by Carlin than Pryor. Mm-hmm. But the guys who...
Like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, like Eddie Murphy and even Seinfeld, you know, mm-hmm. Pryor was like the man.
Mm-hmm. Carlin fucking ruled.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I remember watching the first time I ever saw a special of his... I was in like ninth grade, and I was over at a buddy's house party. We're fucking ninth grade kids. We're drinking beer. Like, we should be concentrating on drinking beer. Yeah. But he was like, dude, come check out this guy. It's Carlin. Like, I guess it was like a big thing in his family. His dad loved Carlin. So he would throw on the things for the kids and let the kids watch. But he's like, Carlin. And I watched, and I literally, you know me, Doug, you know, I was a complete alcoholic at fucking 16. I should have been in rehab. I started drinking when I was 13. It was ridiculous.
That's incredible. It's like a little side thing, but you're 13 and drinking. You think you'd have some sort of like stamina to drink, but you still don't.
I'm 32 and I'm 2 beers. I'm like, I'm fucking sucking dick. You know? Like, but I literally stopped in a house full of kids drinking and smoking pot. I sat and I was locked into George Carlin.
Do you remember which one it was?
I do not. It was like one in the 80s. I remember the fucking the background being really like 80s-ish.
For me, it was Class Clown was the first one I saw, and I would come home after school every day for months, and that's what I would watch. Mm-hmm. I fucking studied it.
He's just a fucking brilliant. He's so smart.
And it's one of those things,
he,
like,
he took every little thing and he questioned it.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, why is this like that?
He's the first observational comedian.
Oh, fucking brilliant, man.
He's the first comic to go, do you ever notice?
And funny until the day he died.
Yes.
His book was good, too.
Yeah.
Mm. Smart motherfucker. Well, and he was a radio guy.
Pork chops or whatever.
Well, I
the pork chops.
There's also Brain Droppings. Yeah, that was another book he did.
And to me, the thing that he's got to be remembered for most was just the amount of material that he came up with.
Absolutely.
I mean, I forget what he said it was, but they added it all up, and it was like 20 hours or something like that. And comedy is a business where if you come up with a solid hour, you can live off of that hour for the rest of your life and not have to add to it. Yeah. There's comics.
My people are so crazy.
There's comics out there who've been.
You're funny.
There are comics out there who have not added a new word to their set in 20 years.
Wow.
And they're still working and selling records.
Yeah,
and
Carrot
fucking,
Top. Yeah. Really.
You know, one guy, I'll tell you the one.
It's a solo class. It's a seesaw. Get it?
All right, there are a couple guys out there, but I'll point out one guy that I think is almost on that, or could be on that level if he worked a little bit more. Jeez, he doesn't. Fuck Dave Chappelle. Because he's funny just him going out on stage and really having nothing.
Yeah.
He's funny on his delivery. He's fun. And if he works on a little bit of material and works it out, he's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I think though that the next Carlin is probably going to be Chris Rock.
Just you think?
Because, yeah, just because he's
I
so.
I think he's too shaped.
But the reason I say that is because he's the comic who says things that nobody else is saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, TV overexposes the crap out of people.
That's the downside that he's got to go against. But like, I think he's got the persona and the. The style that would be the next big...
Like, Pryor and Carlin didn't have the TV exposure that they needed to really kind of be overworked in American society. Like, everybody kind of... It was always fresh and new to them, you know, the first time they heard it. Now, like, with Chris Rock, everybody hears him all the time doing the same stuff.
You're right about that. But I think that's the way... Yeah, and I think that's why Carlin and Pryor really what they really benefited from was they weren't overexposed.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it hurts today's comedians.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, Carlin wanted to be get into movies, and he wanted to do that kind of thing. And I think for his legacy, it's a good thing he didn't, because he would have been that, you know, fuck, another thing from this guy.
Did Pryor have like a lot of friends, like comedian friends? Did he chum around with a lot of guys? Does anybody know that?
I don't know,
because I heard about what the strange thing about Carlin is that Carlin was pretty much a loner. Like, he never really kept many friends.
Well, there's a lot of guys who are kind of like that, though. Like, Steve Martin, you know? Like,
just because you're on stage and you're telling jokes and you're being the happy, fun guy, like a lot of them when they get home, you know, they just don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
Yeah, they put themselves out there.
Humble guy, too. I mean, for a guy to be that brilliant and be humble about it.
And it's one of the, he's one of those guys where, you know, he had a sort of a, not a bleak outlook. Like, he was kind of like a happy, we're all fucked.
Mm-hmm.
like we're all fucked. I'm not gonna be bitter about it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
Let's have the best time we can while we're all fucked.
Yeah, and I don't,
yeah, right.
And you know, on the one hand, it's like I don't like thinking that way, but on the other hand, I couldn't help but agree with him.
Rock and I were on the had an agreement on last week's show, saying that this next generation of people coming up is going to ruin the planet, and that we all should just go out and fuck as many people as we can.
So Kieran, I decided.
I've been having that for like a couple generations. I'm like, this is going to be the generation that we fuck the hell out of people.
Not to go back into it, because we don't want to preach anymore. We want to try to get away from it. But do you agree that this next generation of kids coming up, I know you have kids, but...
Oh, yeah, they're going to fuck me.
Yeah. I mean,
my kids are going to fuck me over.
Don't you, like, you watch, you go on the internet as, you're an older guy. You're 33, something like that?
I'm 26.
Guy. You go on the internet, right?
He's 26, right. That's what he tells his internet friends. But, yeah, I mean, the kids.
Actually, I tell my internet friends I'm 17.
Like, we were watching. We've been talking about this all day, like, during breaks. There was a video somebody posted on the lunaticradio.com message board of a kid standing in front of a guy hitting a tee shot with a driver and a golf ball. And the kid was standing 10 feet in front of it, and he got blasted with the ball.
Yeah.
In the 70s, no one would even think of doing that, let alone film it and put it on YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're going, people. The fuck?
People driving golf balls into each other.
Yeah, because it's funny, right? Yeah, we get it. You're hurt. Ugh.
That's beyond funny now. I mean, America's funniest home videos took away that,
actually,
that humor.
That's something we talked about a few weeks ago, like, off air, though. It was like America's funniest home videos was the precursor to YouTube.
It really was.
Way to go, Bob Saget.
Yeah. Too many kids hitting the wiffle ball instead of dad's dick.
Yeah.
That and...
Yeah, and then they show the shot of the crowd. Everybody's laughing. Batting the dick. Yeah. Everyone laughs.
America's Funniest Home Videos and MTV's The Real World were the beginning of the end.
For some reason, when balls get smashed, it's like a universal
laugh. What was that, that movie, too, with Stephen Baldwin and Sharon Stone, Sliver?
Yeah.
That was really kind of like the whole thing of... where we needed to fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
Like real world TV
and
how they reacted to it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when I watched that movie for the first time, I was like, dude, this guy's fucking awesome. That's a great idea. Let's fucking film real people fucking.
Now we're there. It's like, oh,
now God. We're there and I want more. I'm like, where do we fucking head now? Let's get more close-ups of the vagina.
Right. Well, I got audio here.
Oh.
George Carlin, by the way, legend. Sorry he passed. I'm sure he didn't believe in God, right?
Not in a...
Because in his last special, he pretty much said didn't exist.
He didn't believe in...
Catholics are a bunch of...
He didn't believe in a man in the sky that controls everything, God.
Right. And he broke it down. Gee,
yeah, I
know. Man.
I think he admitted that in the truest sense he was agnostic, but you know he didn't believe in the controller God.
You really got to do it. If you get a chance, go on HBO. It might be on demand or something.
Yeah.
Or check your local listing. See if that last Carlin special comes up anywhere. If it does, it's worth a watch.
Absolutely,
it sums up his career. It's brilliant. He's more edgy. He's just as edgy as he's always been.
And you know what? One last thing about him, too, that really it was an impressive thing for me, is that he's a guy who could do 15 minutes on you know what thoughts sound like.
Yeah.
Right.
And then segue into, I'll tell you what's fucked up about the government.
Right, right, right.
And you would go with it.
Yeah.
There was no, like, this is the fart guy. What the fuck does he... You'd fucking go with it.
Yeah, pretty much if he was the equator to baseball... He would be the only person playing the infield because he had a lot of range. A lot of range.
Wow.
Come on. That was pretty good.
I would have went with, but okay.
Right. Hold on. I just proved the fact that I'm no George Carlin.
There you go.
Thank you.
He, you know.
On the internet, people.
If you need to cook a very, very large omelet, this is the guy you do it with because he's got a lot of range. No, if you needed to feed a lot of cattle, this would be the guy you would do it on because he's got a lot of range.
He's as about, he's smarter than a bowling ball.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of range.
Oh, I stink. I am the worst.
Why did I just kill that complete? It was a nice conversation about George Collin passing, and we were honoring him, and I had to kill it with probably the worst joke.
No, you didn't kill it. You just proved that he's a comedian and you're not.
Yeah, it's true. All right.
He's a better comedian dead than you are right now.
He's probably, well.
Why did he say it that way?
Yeah, imagine that.
Look at this fucking retard.
Fucking faggot. That's all I got. Wow. I got 11 word vocabulary.
Go back to the gay porn.
I did have some, I had some copy about this audio I wanted to play. It's somebody posted it on the message board. We love the listeners when they go on a message board because they post the wacky clips that are on the internet. Well, this is audio of a guy leaving the douchiest voicemail.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't listen to this yet.
Yeah, me neither.
Apparently, this guy met a girl at a marina in San Francisco. The girl, I guess they had a nice little exchange. The girl gave him her business card because it had her contact information on it. Said, give me a call. Maybe we'll go out on a date. Uh-oh. This is the guy calling the girl after a couple attempts, I believe, and she hasn't returned his phone calls at this point.
This, by the way, is something that also is a problem with the internet and the fact that you can post this kind of thing because I have left some awful voice messages. And if I,
to me.
Yeah. And if I had even the inkling, if that were to cross my mind too, that it might wind up on the internet, yeah, I would be even more flustered and more, I probably would have killed myself. By
yeah, this just isn't right.
But why did she, like, why did she go through that? Like, why did she feel, well, oh, I got to post this?
Let's listen. Maybe we'll find out.
Oh, maybe she didn't post it. Maybe somebody else did.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
This
yeah.
poor bastard.
Her boyfriend.
Like, wouldn't you feel bad?
Shamed and humiliated.
You know, even as a douchey as it probably, I didn't hear it yet, but
no,
like,
no,
why
douchey.
Does she feel like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make this guy feel like a complete asshole.
Hold on, Rock. Don't take the side of the guy because you got to hear the audio
okay.
first.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
This guy is a douche. He's a douche. Like, I've, by the way.
Yes.
Me and this guy, even though I'm not nearly as douchey as this guy. We're in the same fraternity. Because
you've been there?
I've seen this dude. He's been there. Pretty awful emails.
I've been there.
What?
I've had some audio posts.
I've seen this dude
before.
Leave some pretty awful voicemails.
Oh, so did a lot of
everybody has
friends.
So did some people in the dishwasher.
Is this guy really, like, queer than
no,
you?
This guy's in his own fucking league. And he's the MVP. Obviously, because it's his own league and it's the only one playing. He could be all-star and the bench.
Humana.
It's amazing.
George Carlin, please, can you lend me some talent? You're not using it anymore.
He's the Barry Bonds of queer emails.
All right, here's the douchey phone call. Let's listen in. It is, it's 4:25, so it's pretty long, but it gets douchey.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri. Sorry I had to leave such a rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you your, my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I'm...
Why did he have to get... Why? I don't understand. That's one thing. It's really not important with the rest of the call, but I don't know why he said that.
Yeah, most
is that nerves?
Like, right at that point, click. Like,
is that nerves? Why did he have to get out of the area? I don't understand.
Who say that? Was well, her mom?
What is he jacking in public? I mean, that's the only reason I can come up.
Oh, he's just a nervous guy. You've been there. Where you go, I didn't need to say that, but
yeah, okay.
So far, I'm
so
not
we'll give him a pass
guy.
On
yeah,
that
I'll
one.
Give him a pass. I'll give him a pass on that.
So we're maybe 7 seconds in. We're giving him a pass.
Yeah. All right, I'll let that one go, sir.
Four and a half minutes of audio. 7 seconds in, he's already getting a pass. All right, that's good.
Better leave you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day.
Oh.
But I'm very particular about what I like.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who says
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This guy's an idiot.
What a dick.
What is labeled douchey phone call?
What the fuck, though? Like, what are you hoping to accomplish with that?
Douchey message.
Like, he probably wants her to think that, okay, well, this guy's in demand. I better snatch him up now. But
right.
You don't say it like that.
Like he's the hot movie at the theater and you need to buy a ticket.
Yeah. This is going to sell out, miss. You want to...
You put it on her almost, I think.
Yeah. Like you're missing out. Yeah,
Look, you know, I might be calling harassing you a little bit, but I'm not desperate because I get hit by chicks
he's
all day.
He's already backpedaling on what he's saying because he's probably... Maybe he's just really nervous.
And he's not even funny. Right.
I'm Dimitri.
He's 28 seconds into the phone call already backpedaling.
Extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you.
Wow.
The balls wow. The balls on this kid.
You know what it is? If he believes that, that is confidence that I wish I had.
Wow. I honestly, this phone call, I've listened to it. It gets so douchey, I think it's fake. Like, you're going to reach a point, if you haven't already, that you think this is fake. But people are claiming it's completely
You know what I mean by that, though? Like if he believes that this is the case for him, don't you wish you had that uber confidence about yourself? Absolutely. Like, you could fucking go through life. They're just jealous that I'm not talking to them.
But he's calling a chick pretty much asking for a relationship like he's a fucking surgeon explaining to the patient, hey, I'm going to fucking take your heart out. This is what I'm going to do. You know, he's going at it like a fucking surgeon.
He might as well just been like, you know, I could fuck all your friends, but I want to fuck you.
Have a little charisma. Where's the charisma here?
Yeah, first of all, there's no reason to have a 4-minute fucking voicemail.
And no sense of humor.
Say.
Tell that to my wife.
Oh, Josh. I'll have to explain that comment later in the week.
Nah, it's just, she knows she leaves long voicemails.
She likes talking to you, Josh.
We proceed with the douchey phone call.
This is you.
Taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm very particular about what I like.
Wow.
So pretty much you're saying I'm going to fuck
that all connected. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek, and I'm particular about what I like.
Yeah. It's like subliminal right
this
there.
This guy's like the real Pat Bateman from American Psycho.
I'm gonna
it's like he's giving a summary.
Do you listen to Huey Lewis?
Exactly.
So I'm giving you an opportunity here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend doing that. I left you my number, 416-918.
They blew.
Four. This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message till Monday. But when you do, call me, and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin. You look very taken aback by my approach, and I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of shock at
being
approached.
Hold on. So she was creeped out by the guy in person.
Mm-hmm.
And probably handed him the business card to get him the fuck away from her.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It was a business card with her number on it, but what it really was to get the fuck away from me card.
Yeah. And he's approaching it like a goddamn... He's the way he's talking, it's like he's a goddamn salesman. Yeah, you know, you're probably not in the office, but when you do get in, give me a call and blah, 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 and this is what happened, and I'll take you out, and the romance will begin, and then the warranty will kick in. We'll...
Doug, what do you think
Who
so far?
Who does say that the romance will begin?
I'm in 100% agreement with Josh here.
This is fucking creepy.
I love how he threw in the I'm working on a script thing.
Oh, yes. Right.
I missed that part. I forgot douche. About that.
Did he say a movie script?
It's like a real dick.
You say a movie script, or maybe he just kept it script.
It's almost like saying I have $400 million in my bank account.
Maybe he's a web designer.
You might as well just said, yeah, I got a 9-inch dick.
I'm working at 7-Eleven all weekend.
Because that would lock me in the nose.
Yeah.
Did you do, right?
Like a baseball bat.
Shit, at that point, why not? You might as well be gay.
I'm going to be managing Walmart all weekend, but if you get a chance, just give me a call.
Yeah, that's my problem. I talk about interest.
They got great benefits.
I just go right to the dick. That's my problem.
By the way, let me just point this out. I could be Fez on Ron and Fez. I do Fez. Fez is gay. I'm straight. But I can do him being gay better than he can.
Uh-oh.
Does that make sense?
What happened?
All right, here's more douchey phone calls.
Directly, because I don't really date timid women, because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man, and I want a woman who's very independent and strong. So anyway, we'll talk about that, but I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have...
By the way, I don't think they're going to talk about that. He's just going to explain it, and she's going to sit there and go, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
This is just complete rambling.
Yeah. Oh, there's more.
I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to. Okay, what? Olga? Talk to you soon.
Olga?
Bye.
By the way, this guy should be doing the douche cast. Isn't there a douche cast out there?
I think so.
Who does it?
Is it Absent? Oh, Absent.
From Philadelphia, I think.
I think he's.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like it's. And I'm not saying this because they go, "Oh, this is fake." It sounds like it's scripted. It sounds like something that when he meets a chick and gets her number, this is his standard.
Standard. All right.
This is what I say on the message.
Okay. Honestly.
Doesn't it?
I don't think this worked.
I don't think it's fake just for this reason.
No, I'm not saying it's fake.
It's so detailed.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's fake.
It's so bizarre.
I'm saying that this is the type of guy who has laid out.
He's done it before.
He's laid out his presentation, and this is what it is. Right. And he swaps out Olga for Tina or for Tanya.
So you're saying he does this probably with every chick?
Yeah.
Right.
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling again, the guy from the street. I left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive, but, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends tell you not to return calls. You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's how it's going to work. It is now 4:30 on Wednesday. Now, I'll assume that you've already left work.
I thought you said you were okay, Spider.
Because, you know, some people leave early. And I'll grant you that. But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon, I'm no longer interested. And you can erase my number.
By the way, that's horseshit.
Yeah.
That's horseshit. Because if he doesn't receive that phone call, that means he's more interested.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, that's it. Now I got a challenge.
He'll continue to think about her for weeks and weeks.
Oh, wow.
In fact.
What age?
Just drive yourself crazy.
This guy's a ballsy, dick, dude.
Ballsy motherfucker.
Ballsy douche. He's a ballsy douche.
Then you get the random text message back, and then you're like, oh, maybe there's a chance.
Sorry, Rock is doing his own radio show.
He's sitting there like,
I had a flashback.
Rock's thinking out loud.
Yeah, but you're going to the assumption that she's texting him, which I don't think
is happening. Well, that's what leads to that. You start out with phone calls, Josh, and it seems like everything's legitimate.
Hi,
and then it just degrades absolutely nothing, and you just get shitty text messages.
In another month, it's going to be, hi, this is Adam calling again.
It's true.
Listen to this douchebag, and you're going to sit over the corner, like, cringing.
Rock, you do not get the get the fuck away from me card, by the way. You get this is the first and last conversation we're ever going to have, card.
Pretty much. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Hey, you're a nice guy, but have a nice life. Bye.
No, Rock gets the we can go out one time card.
Doug, we noticed this just probably within the last year, Josh and I. Rock can talk to any girl out there.
Yeah.
But he just has trouble getting to the second conversation.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He thinks he has trouble.
I like talking to people. It's not. I mean, like,
he thinks he has trouble getting to the first.
You're not like a horn. I'm not saying you're a horn bull. Yeah. Although you got the crazy head going on again.
You'd probably come off as a little bit of a salesman, though.
Yeah, but what it is...
I come off like a salesman? How do you know?
No, what it is...
I mean, I'm thinking just from your tone of voice and the way you portray yourself, you might come off as...
He's so outgoing and so friendly that he can open up anybody.
Rock, smooth as fucking shit. We were on the... we were going to bar night.
You know you're killing me in a way.
No, I'm not. But you're not putting on an act. It's not an act.
You say smooth is interpreted as derogatory.
No, it's your real personality, though. There's a social quality about you that's very rare.
I like to be social.
It's like almost like a talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a fucking...
I would consider it
a talent.
But
it's not fake.
Right. Yes, that's key. Yeah, I'm genuinely...
Yeah.
Genuinely interested in the
train. No one's saying it's not.
We were on the train. We got into a train with this girl.
Yeah.
Everybody's been on a train. When you walk in with somebody, you don't expect to strike up a conversation about them unless it's about the Yankees or your favorite sports team.
No, I'm usually like going, God, I wish I could talk to that person, but I got nothing to say.
Rock really literally had a conversation, full conversation, with this beautiful girl who was sitting across from us,
right,
who just walked on the train.
Like, how did you start that?
Because I was talking about the fair or something like that. Oh, because of the tickets.
Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
He went to the ticket machine instead of buying it on the train or at the office, and he got like 15 tickets.
Because I was hammered.
Because he hit the wrong button.
And I kept on. But yeah, so she needed a ticket. The other machine was broken, so I just gave her a ticket, and then once we got on the train. But it turned out, I went to high school with her brother. So that's why you never
know. Oh, yeah. No, that's why she talked to you.
No, no, I'm just saying you never know what's going to happen when you talk to somebody, and that's
But the thing is, though, is that you get to that point. It, like, let's say I see a hot chick on a train. I'm not saying anything to her. I'm glancing at her until her eyes look at me looking at her. Then I look away until her eyes dart back to where they were, and I can go back looking. That's what it is for me. I don't know how you have that fucking, you know, I gotta, hey.
Right.
You know, What is it that lets that happen?
It's like talking, I guess. I mean, that's the only thing I could, honestly, at the top of my head, I could think of right now is...
Mm. I mean, if you could bottle talking. That and sell it to dudes, you would make so much...
I mean, honestly, she was attractive, so I mean...
Man of the year.
Yeah, no,
you know,
she was.
I was kind of like, hey, you know. But it's that specific situation, I was helped because of the ticket situation. But
that's the thing, is that you found that opportunity. If it wasn't the ticket, it would be something else. Mm-hmm. It would be, how do you sign your name on this piece of paper? You know, you have that... do you like muffins? I love muffins.
All that.
But you have that about you.
That was me at Dunkin' Donuts a couple months ago.
The color blue, oh, God, it's so amazing, isn't it?
But now you're making fun of me again with the whole condescending.
Well,
no, but the thing is...
I'm not!
At least to the girl at Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, yeah. Well,
the thing is, though...
How do you make a donut? What's the glaze made out of?
The thing is, though, is that you have this genuine... It's almost like an innocent, like...
Is it really time to make the donuts?
Right. And you'll take something like that and turn it into a conversation, sure, which ends up in a, hey, yeah, call me sometime.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, I'd be sitting there going, oh, fuck, I got to have something good to say. Do you think she likes baseball? Right. Do you think she likes this? You think she likes that? God, well, I don't want to say that. It might piss her off. And, you know, meanwhile, you're like, ugh, do muffins. And
you want to know my fucking problem? Because you don't have a problem. You do the conversation, you handle it well, boom, boom, boom. It's like gold. It's like the fucking outline for a conversation with the girl you just met randomly on the street. Right. When that happens to me and I'm talking to some chick on the street that I just met, not fucking 30 seconds into it, I have to make a masturbation joke.
And we wonder why you're single.
Yeah, 8 years? Yeah, that's why.
Here's a good example of how Kieran's conversation goes.
Yeah, how's it go, Doug?
He was wearing a sweater one night at a club, and the girl goes, you look really hot in that sweater. He goes, yeah, I am. And he takes off the sweater and walks away.
All right, hold on. Hold on.
What? Good point.
Like, what an idiot.
Wait a minute. I have to say that is one of the funniest things, though. That is brilliant.
Oh, my God.
And I, you know what?
You are an idiot,
Mr.
Wall. For the humor, sir, I applaud that. God damn, that's funny.
Holy shit.
That is funny. Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. You're such a...
And she was like a 9.5. Too.
That is brilliant.
He just
God
fucking walks away and takes off the sweater.
Like the thing in Vegas when that girl was licking on my ear. This is back in the days when I never got laid at all. Right. I couldn't fucking buy a fucking piece of pussy. Right. The girl's nibbling on my ear. I blew that. That was the hottest girl I've ever nibbled on my ear. Right. Ever. And I blew that because I called her a hooker.
Yeah. He turns around and goes, are these girls prostitutes?
That's right.
That's a good conversation ender.
And there were two of them.
Right.
Right.
There was pussy online and there was pussy behind that. It was backup pussy. Oh, you suck dick.
Yeah, you're terrible with women.
Mm. I don't get it.
All right, back to the douchey uncle.
I don't play games like that.
Of course you
I'm
don't.
I'm completely single. I'm very intelligent.
And completely insane.
I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe
wow.
it or not,
Jesus,
I'm a complete cat.
Total package.
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long-distance relationship. You know, it went a year. It's very tough to maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
Obviously.
Oh, what an asshole.
He's really fucking explaining
you
that.
You do have to point that out. There's nothing wrong.
When you have to explain that there's nothing wrong
there's
with you.
There's something wrong with you.
There's something obviously wrong.
That's ridiculous.
So I'm giving you that 3 o'clock deadline.
Are you giving a chick a deadline? Like, she's got to turn into a... Like, you're a professor, and you're waiting for the term paper.
I know we got some more audio, but did she return the call?
Kieran's deadline is, if you don't call me back by this time next year, Yeah, I'm gonna call again.
At least, right? I'll do my yearly checkup. Still want that dick? No. Okay.
Hear from you?
Yeah, but my
I'm just checking if you're desperate enough yet.
Yeah, yeah. But my message won't be 4 minutes and 25 seconds. It'd be like 3 seconds going, hey, you still want to suck that dick or what? Get back at me. Remember Kieran last year? Yeah, that's me.
You lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now, so you won't be hearing back from me.
Oh, he's pulling the MVP.
So that's it.
Big mistake.
3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it. Now, I understand if you've got other issues, like maybe you're not playing games, maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood,
wow.
Maybe your mother has cancer, you're going to chemo, maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder, maybe you're on...
The only thing this guy should meet is a shovel in his face.
Unbelievable.
But wait a minute, Kieran, you know what he's kind of implying with this? Nobody's that busy. And we were talking about this last week.
True, but I really don't want to give this guy any credit.
No, I know, but I think that's what his point is.
Honestly.
Like, oh, I've been so busy, I couldn't go.
You know what, dude? This is for the ladies. If you're not interested in a dude, help a fella out and make sure that he knows so he can move on to someone else.
This is if the guy had a sense of humor, right? He's calling the chick, hasn't called her back. Apparently, they had a good conversation at the dock in the city that weekend afternoon, whatever it was. This should be the message if he had a sense of humor.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I'll attempt to do this.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's Kieran. Remember we met at the dock? We had a good time, didn't we? Why don't you give me a call back? I left a message the other day. What the fuck? Give me a call back. Suck the dick. Word up. Kieran McCann out.
No?
Wow. And you wonder why you have a little trouble. A little trouble there, Kieran. I don't quite understand.
Can I get a little euchre?
Oh, I thought you were trying to push a button.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
No, the other one.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Try to not wear that one out, sir.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
That is funny,
that
though.
Makes any joke funny.
I know. Really I love does. It. I just try not to wear it out.
All right, back.
Some medication for that. I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says call
he's
me.
He's obviously not aware of that he's an insane motherfucker.
Yeah.
Jesus. With no. He's insane, yet he has. He's clearly insane, right?
Yes.
Yet he's insane without like a personality.
And,
like he has no sense of humor.
And he's fucking himself and saying, I'm deleting your number right now.
Right.
So you won't be hearing from me again.
Oh, I think he fucked himself like 80 times before.
No, but that right there is like, all right, I'm going to show what a tough, cool guy I am. But it's got to be obvious there's going to be another phone call after this one.
Right.
Yeah. And he's not deleting that fucking number.
That was my point.
Hands a person a business card and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive aggressive personality disorder.
Stupid.
And you let me know if you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested. Okay? But if you're psychologically normal, and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine. But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
What a fucking asshole.
Mom?
He's Captain No Game.
Hi, Mom. I think I met the perfect guy.
Yeah. Do I have any psychological issues I'm unaware of? Because I really want to call this guy back, but I need a good resume.
Oh, man.
It's pretty much like she's applying for a job.
What?
It's fucking dope.
Can we get him on the show?
I'd love it. It'd be great fucking third mic. Josh out.
Hey, what were you? I'd bow out gracefully on that one.
You should have played that for Lori.
Yeah, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. Lauren. Yeah, Lauren, yeah.
No, Mary.
Samsonite, I was way off.
Swami Swanson?
Swanson, Swanson. Oh, here it is on the briefcase. Samsonite.
Boy,
I thought the Rockies would be a little bit rockier.
John Denver's full of shit, man.
What a jip.
Ooh, this is warm.
Just when I think what's that line? Fuck.
When you couldn't get any dumber, you go off and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
Didn't at one point they totally like started going backtracking? And
yeah,
realize it? Yeah,
yeah. Because yeah, God,
that was the Rocky thing.
Me
yeah.
and my brother watched that movie every day for months.
It's funny. That movie just came out of nowhere and just.
Here, you're cold.
Although they tried to make a sequel. That
you're
cool.
cold. You could take these extra gloves. My hands are getting sweaty.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. All right. Just be honest. What are my chances?
Oh, yeah. The one in a million.
One in a million.
So, yes. So you're saying there's a chance.
Woo! I'm rocking! I'm
that
kidding.
Wasn't in the movie.
I know.
And I see what you're trying to say there, Kieran. Thank you.
No,
I've had a rough week, sir.
Rock, we're going to blush.
No, I'm not. I'm going, but I'm not doing any. No money going, leaving my pocket.
All right, here is, we'll do the Drunk Call Hotline, all right?
By my low.
Because we're running over time. Drunk Call Hotline.
Wait, we didn't finish the,
No, we did.
We did? That was it?
Yeah, it was over.
So we'll take a break and then we'll do the,
So there thing. Wasn't, so there wasn't another call after that.
Oh, all right. You want to do a break?
We did delete the number.
I will do four. All right, take a break. Come back. We'll learn at thecreator.com show right after this.
I will do the fucking spot right now. I am Steve-O, and this is... No, dude, I'm Steve-O, and this, and I am fucking Lunatic Radio, dude.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then UBroadcast is for you. UBroadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the UBroadcast Player. The UBroadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adult-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the UBroadcast Station Manager. The UBroadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
And I'm spinning.
What's up?
Is it still?
Yeah. Do the intro, Doug, like the old days. Come on.
Lunaticradio.com. We're back. Kieran Rock and Josh in studio.
Who are you?
My name's Doug. I am the host of your lunaticradio.com show. And we're back and we're going to go to the Drunk Call Hotline.
Yeah. That is 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5-4-6. What a weird show today, man.
Why don't you sit this one out, Kieran? Let me handle it, buddy.
Yeah, we were all over the place.
I'm pretty sure me, Rock, and Josh can handle this one.
He's got a little, wrestler cutting a promo in his voice.
Yeah, he's got a little baby Vince McMahon in him.
Get on your knees, bark like a dog. That's it.
Now take off your bra.
You're fired. That's it. Show me your cunt.
Wait a minute. I don't think he said that part.
I sang that to Triple H once, I thought.
Oh.
Wow, look at me stepping out.
What?
George Carlin, what?
Triple H slaps.
Triple, whatever.
Triple H, 202.
All right, Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNA, that's 206-202-5666. That's when our listeners go out and get hammered. Instead of calling the boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, or dads, or husbands, and some wives, they call us with their drunken problems, ramblings, or just saying, hey, I'm at a bar and I'm fucked up. We're going to call a radio show.
Sure. Things happen.
That's what happens.
Happens. And they call us.
Happens.
Because we have the Drunkle Hotline.
It happens.
There are some people out there that have things called the Drunk Dial Hotline.
Really?
Say to those people,
oh,
I don't know who came first, but we've had this motherfucker for a pretty long time.
Kieran getting a little tough.
Territorial.
What happened?
I almost feel like he's pissing on it.
When did that happen? When did you find out about this?
You mark your territory, son.
This is a side of Kieran I'm not used to. I like it.
I hadn't heard this.
Stop doing your eyebrow shits to me, faggot.
This I don't know about.
For a minute there, you looked like a blonde with big tits.
Somebody has a drunk dial hotline. That's interesting.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Josh always looks bald for some reason. Oh, wait. You are.
So someone's got a drunk dial?
You're not bald, though. Do you ever grow in hair?
I can grow enough, but it's not like... I don't like it. it's not enough for me to be happy about.
No, it's like mine, though.
No, it's not like yours.
See, I shaved mine because otherwise I'd get the toilet seat going around the whole thing, the rim job.
See, your head looks
not
like
a good look for a guy that's like in his 20s.
He just said his head looks like a shitter.
That's why I shave it. It's either that or the big, wide flop over.
I will say this to the bald section of the studio. You guys look good with bald heads.
Damn. Thank
you. Rock and I, not so much.
That's why I go with it. See, if I didn't look good with it, hats. Hats and probably suicide.
Okay.
Kieran might fuck you.
Definitely hats, though.
If you're in the street.
Big hats. They wear like sombreros, too.
Sombreros.
Yeah. Oh, the visuals. The visuals back.
By chance, by chance, is the radio show.
Sorry.
Is the radio show you're talking about on a 106.5?
I don't know.
For a
drunk dial.
No, Kieran, you said the drunk dial. You've seen this somewhere.
I have. Actually, about maybe 3-4 places.
I'm looking at one right
now. On the internet.
I'm looking at one right now. You know what? And they have theirs available. We could play their drunk calls.
Ooh, we don't have to do work.
Is that a real radio station?
Yeah.
You fucking dicks. Where are they from?
Where they're out of...
Give me the name of the station.
It's
in town.
Yeah, advertise.
New Rock 106.5.
Is it?
It's...
You're New Rock? You're playing something different than everybody else? New Rock?
I don't know where the fuck they're from.
You're the cutting edge of New Rock?
They got the new Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How do you tell where a radio station's from?
Contact us. Location.
Where?
We are located here, buddy.
Wait, hold on.
Don't tell me the DJ who plays the drunk dial hotline thing is named Can.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Fuck those people from North Carolina.
Oh, interesting. I wonder where they got that from. Is it Roy from around
Charlotte,
there?
North Carolina.
Is it DJ?
I'm
going to
drive through there and I'm going to throw a rock through their window for you.
Can LR drunk go
hotline.
Rock window Jones.
We don't do any inside shit here.
Yeah, that's Hollywood McCann there.
We'll bring it up. Rock was calling me Hollywood McCann before the show, and then he changed my name to Can.
In reference to Kane, and then, you know, he doesn't speak in full sentences because he's so important and so above everybody. He just says words, and you're supposed to figure out the whole sentence.
But the joke is that I'm not really important. I'm pretty much like a shit in a toilet that hasn't been flushed yet.
I wonder if you can hear it.
that pretty much sums up me.
Really self-deprecating, dude. I feel bad for you there. That was kind of rough.
I ain't jumping out of no buildings.
You're drinking Sam Champagne. I see you, Vegas. Give a shout-out to people to see you, Vegas. This is about code, man. I damn get wild, mother. Hell yeah. Get drunk. I work for a company that I can't talk about because I might get fired, but see what pisses me off. And I tell you what pisses me off. These people don't freaking tip, man. You go up the door and it's like $18.
All right, stop.
We got it.
All right, this is what I want to say.
Fucking rednecks.
This is what I want to say. Give me the name of the station and where it is.
It is 106.5.
106.5.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, what is the name of the station? Is it The Buzz, The Wacky Guys? What is it called?
It is WEND, The End.
The End! WEND, The End, 106.5 in Charlotte, North Carolina. We are stealing your drunk callers. They're going to come to this hotline.
Wow.
You know why? Because we started the drunk call hotline.
Oh, boy.
At least on the internet.
Oh, boy, here we go.
And guess where your fucking drunk calls are? On the internet. That's our ground. 106.5, and all your DJs and program manager can go... Wait, hold on a second. I'll say it perfectly. How about go fuck yourself?
Wow. This is Can... That's Can talking right now.
You're in a smaller market, motherfucker.
Can, small market, suck dick, out.
Yeah. My market's about 20 by 40. With a bathroom. Suck my dick.
And sometimes spiders.
Yeah. By the way, I got some new tenants.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right, Drunk Call Hotline, Love Pony. Here we go.
Love Ponies. I've been fishing and drinking all day. And I'm in Leadville, Colorado, which is like 10,200 feet. So I believe I am the highest anyone has ever been when they called the Drunk Call Hotline. Peace, bitches.
Suck on that, 106.5.
That's right.
We got the highest motherfucker on the internet.
You don't have guys doing wordplay on your drunk old hotline. We have guys doing... What was he doing? Fucking... he's like whippets or some shit. We had some guy doing whippets from Canada. He was painting doing whippets in his backyard. Fuck yourself, North Carolina creative dickheads.
Well, North Carolina doesn't complain about work,
boring.
My work is
I'm not getting fired.
Yeah, I can't say where it is. I'm gonna get fired, but they want me to actually put stuff on the shelves.
They actually want me to work.
God dang!
I gotta be on time and shit.
I'm supposed to check in when I get here. Like I'm going bam.
Can't find another job for $6.50 an hour.
Here is Nick from Phoenix.
I love Nick from Phoenix.
Hey, yo, this is Nick from Phoenix. I've called in a couple times, probably last year, before the U of A football game. Going into the first game of the season, we kind of sucked last year, but, you know, whatever, it doesn't really matter. I went to Del Mar Fair in San Diego, relocated out here, created a new nickname called Beach Cactus. Kind of like it. It's, you know, a combination of where I'm from to where I went to. You know, Beach Cactus. Whatever. But, you know, I'm kind of lost right now. I can't find anybody that I'm with down here in San Diego at Del Mar at the fucking fair. And you know what? What I gotta say is, my whole fucking life has decided to tell me that I fucking hate fairs altogether. But I'm at a fucking fair for my girl. Because she said, you know what? I'm gonna help my fucking friends. And then, you know, I fucking work with them. And we're at the Del Mar Fair. All right, I'll go. But whatever. That shit aside, all I have to say is, you guys fucking rock. I've been listening to you for about a year. No, not a year. 2 years on the podcast. And I'm trying to get into the live listening mode, but I can't do it. Because, like, on Sunday, I'm just like, you know, I'm with my girl. I can't fucking make time for you fuckers, Rocket and fucking Kieran. I mean, when are you guys going to get, like, your own fucking thing, you know, on satellite or something that's accredited? Or whatever.
Well,
like a college?
Go celebrate gay pride.
Couple more weeks, we're going to have a nice little player, and it'll be great.
Yeah, we'll be all right. Here is Ray Ray from Virginia. Thank you to Nick from Phoenix, by the way, who is Nick from San Diego now.
It's not the perfume that you wear. It's not the ribbons in your hair.
Apparently he went to karaoke night again.
It's not the perfume that you wear.
His life is a karaoke.
It's not the ribbons in your hair. I don't mind you coming here and wasting all my time.
These are only black guys.
What's up, man? Ray, I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah.
I'm leaving some karaoke. I'm walking up the stairs hoping that my roommate left the door unlocked because I locked myself out.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. All right. All right, brothers. Put some gold bond on your balls. It feels like tiny gnomes blowing on them. Later.
Now, what exactly did you mean when you say it's our black guy?
No, it's our only black guy.
We couldn't afford any more black guys.
No, they're expensive motherfuckers. They want tubs and shit.
Lorenzo's.
Yeah.
That's our new word, man.
So you can't officially have a posse?
No. We got one.
Right, this right. Is it.
But he represents a lot, man. He's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's fucking great.
And he's really black.
He's honest. He likes
wearing white guy clothes.
We had a period during the show's run there where we didn't have a third guy. We couldn't even find anybody. And I actually threw the fucking knot out the right. I was like, Ray, just come to New York and do the fucking show. It'd be great. But here is Rich Man.
Rich Man.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Rich Man from New York City.
Oh.
Just calling to say what's up to you guys. Kieran Rock.
Yo.
Joshy Jergoof. did a little bit of hash browns. My own version of a brownie. A little bit of hash in it. So just calling to say what's up. Looking forward to the updates. I got to catch this all live one day.
Not the show. The updates of the show.
As soon as you get that chat up and running. But anyway, that's about it. First time, long time.
Nice.
Anyway, talk to you guys soon, all right?
I like that. Good call.
Every New Yorker knows the first time, long time thing.
That's funny.
If you've been in New York for a while, you've listened to the Mike and Mad Dog radio program. And everybody that calls into your show has been a first-time caller. You go, first-time, long-time.
It's like, all right.
What you got there, Ralph and Bayside?
I hate when they...
That makes a difference.
I hate when people call up like, hey, guys, what's going on? How are you? Or like, what's up, guys? And, you know, the radio's like...
You are.
Like, yeah, right. Go. Like, just go.
We will save Two Stone Mike to the last.
I love the... Or the hey, guys, good afternoon. I'm sorry, the screener told me not to say what time of day it was.
People get
just
so
keep
nervous.
Going, shithead.
Here is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Ah, Elizabeth.
Haven't heard from her in a long time.
Wow. Be nice.
Hello, boys. This is Elizabeth from Chicago.
Chicago.
I'm not as pissed off as I was when I sent you that text message, but you do all, guys, you really suck hot, and you all must die. But besides that point...
Wait a minute. Stop it for a second.
Yeah.
She sent a text message?
No, she got that wrong. She sent us a MySpace message.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was about to say, Kieran.
No.
Is there a picture of this girl so I know what it were?
She
with?
Is very pretty.
Yeah,
actually.
She's on the comments on the MySpace page. MySpace.com/lunaticradio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Elizabeth from Chicago.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
We dig.
Well, no. I don't even know if there's a besides that point.
Oh, by the way, kids, strap in. This one's a long one.
All right. Well, good. She's a lot of time.
I fell in love with the boy who was 24. He ended up being a literal, I'm not even kidding, a literal sociopath. Go on the internet and look up sociopath.
Rock, sociopath. Look it up, because I know it's somebody that's insane a little bit. Not sure of the definition. Go ahead.
He meets practically, virtually every one of those descriptions. I dated a sociopath. I'm gonna write a movie on it. Oh my god, I just want a fucking boyfriend for Christ. No, I want a husband for Christ's sake. I'm 31 years old. All I fucking want is a fucking, I want kids for Christ's sake. And what am I doing now? I'm fucking doing shit. I just got a new job. I'm in real estate now. But I was working with babies and kids, and oh, it just made me so sad. Kieran, I still love you, and if you don't have a girlfriend, bitch,
wait.
You got a hottie in Chicago, baby.
And you just call me bitch. I don't know if I want to be called bitch.
Dude, take it.
I still love you. You know what I mean.
Bitch.
I still think you're a hot piece of ass, and any girl
not.
Out in New York that thinks... anything negative about you is a piece of shit.
Wow.
Anyway, look, I don't know your personality. I know you're seeing it in the radio, and I probably just...
I haven't heard the whole fucking thing. It's 4 minutes.
But you're a hot piece of ass when it comes to looks, and any girl thinks otherwise, fuck them.
Wow.
I know you're short, and I will tower over you. That's all right with me, bitch. I will tower over you, and I will fucking be the dominatrix that you long for. And I know, I get sensitive sometimes. You can make fun of me all you want. I don't give a shit anymore. I'm free for whatever. But, Kieran, you're my sweetie, and I'm naming my baby after, not after you, but I love your name, so I'm naming my first boy Kieran, because it's an awesome name. It's not after you. But eventually, I guess it will be, like, they'll be like, where did that name come from? And it'll be from, oh, there's a great deal. How easy is that? But I haven't called in so long, and I miss you guys, and I haven't listened either. I've been so crazy involved with every crazy part of my life. I forget everybody's names, but all y'all, hi, I did a good job in your, I'm sorry for your name, because I'm fucked right now, of course.
You're
crying?
All right, I don't know, what did she say?
I don't care.
I lost it.
Just, go for it. That's.
But I love you, and Kieran, please come up in Chicago, and we can start a life of wonderfulness.
Wow.
All I want to do is have sex and make babies.
Why can't
what,
I get something?
How can you
like
go
that?
Wrong with that?
Yeah.
You say you're
I'm
gay.
Hot. I'm hotter than I was.
I'm not gay. Right?
No, but you say it.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck.
Obviously, the women don't care either.
Really?
So go ask it.
What if I was, you know?
I don't think I'd stop them. Huh. What the fuck is it?
I lost, like...
I'd be covered in dick and potential pushy.
20 pounds. Everybody's like, yeah, I don't want to go into it. But love y'all, and sorry I haven't listened to you guys.
By the way, make a note. 3:27 into the phone call, she started saying goodbye.
She was.
That's I'm the only person in the world who does not have an iPod.
All right, I get it. We love you, Elizabeth from Chicago. Just try to make the calls a little shorter. We'll get them. Elizabeth from Chicago, everybody. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yay, welcome back.
Welcome back to the program.
She's an attractive girl.
Finally a girl. Yes, she is. She is pretty.
Yes.
There she is. There's Tucson Mike.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is your friend, Tucson Mike, giving you a call. Nice and toasty, Friday, you know, it's pretty close to Saturday, shit, you know, it's just late ass, you know, it's probably like midnight Friday. Nice and drunk, I would have to say it's a nice day, warm, 89 degrees, a teaser of monsoons, I'm sitting here watering my grass, having a good old jolly time, I just had my cock in my hand maybe a couple hours ago, it was really, really nice, I warmed myself up to some nice, cozy, Asian porn.
Nice. Good for you, sir.
Yeah. Besides that,
on to the business.
Still been listening to some nice old shows. And I have to say that Ronnie Beans, man, I've yet to get to the point where he's left the show.
By the way, Doug, this is the thing the listeners do now, because all of our shows are on the internet from 2005.
Yeah.
And people go back now and listen to the old shows, and they comment on those. So
I'm not on it.
And I am to the point where he'll go like 3 weeks without being on the show, and you guys wish that he was there so he could bring it up. And to tell you the truth, I mean, this is the honest truth. He made me have a nice hearty laugh many times. And the listeners, too. And the listeners were very interactive, man. There was one thing where Rocket... There's a Rocket remix to Catch a Predator. And, man, I don't know, man. Like, people look at me all funny at work because I'm laughing my ass off, and they have no idea what I'm fucking listening to. But after going through the Michael Jackson, Kieran, you know, put together the Michael Jackson to Catch a Predator remix, man, that shit was fucking off.
Back in the day, we actually did the effort.
Yes. By the way, Doug, there are old shows of you on the the LR on the message board. We have a section like for old shows.
Yeah, what is it called?
Actually, it's funny. I go to the website every day and I forget the name of that section.
Archive?
It's called the archives. There you go.
You're on there. You're represented.
There's old shows on there. Really old shows.
By the way, Doug, one of two of the Hall of Famers. Remember that? You're a Hall of Famer.
Am I?
Yeah, you and Nikki DeWone.
I didn't get inducted.
Yeah, we did. We did it on the show.
Where's my Lunatic Radio shirt?
I was like, you're wearing it. Congratulations.
That's up to that, but Rocket remix to Catch Predator? Yeah, totally believable, man. That guy's a fucking perv. So am I. So, no hard feelings there, eh?
By speaking of Catch a Predator, they have a lawsuit, right? NBC's program to Catch a Predator used concealed cameras to record and lurk and capture sexual predators. Blah, blah, blah. What happened? Like, they fucking, a predator was going to come to a house and get caught and on film, and Chris Hansen was going to come out and give him brownies and blah, blah, blah. He didn't show up, so what did they do? They went to that guy's house, and the guy ended up killing himself.
Yeah. Which,
that's a news brief.
I don't know if they should have done that.
Tom Brokaw. That's NBC News.
Yo, what up?
No.
So am I. So, no hard feelings there, eh? What else is up, man? Fix up that barbecue, you know? I'm fucking hungry. I'm waiting for that, you know? I'm starving my...
Lunatic barbecue day.
Still to be determined.
Still to be determined. Try to get within next week or so. Problem is, Rock and I are going to barbecues, so we're kind of barbecued out.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. We want to do this, man. People, if you're out there in the metropolitan New York area, New York, Connecticut, Long Island, even Pennsylvania, upstate New York.
Oh.
That's you, Josh.
Please, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, for a site. Now, we were trying to go to a beach, but that's pretty much impossible. Campgrounds is where we're looking at now. So if you know of a campground in your area that is not too crowded, you can pretty much get a spot anytime you want. Give us a shout. Let us know the campground, blah, blah, blah. get a couple plots. We'll do a little, like Nikki DeBone on the message board said, a little Lunastock.
Right.
A couple days of drinking and having, playing volleyball.
Having what,
football,
Kieran? Having what?
Fucking bears in the woods. Or fucking things that look like bears, meaning... Forget it.
Wow.
I'm not going there.
Jesus Christ.
And we'll have a good time.
Right. We will.
I'll bring my bear costume. We'll do a little furry thing.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm into that.
Whatever you do, Kieran. Whatever
so
you
just
do.
Just like eat some of that fucking nice Coney Island dogs or wherever. Coney Island, you're on. Where are you at? Fuck, I don't even know my geography, man. just drunk, man. Hanging up.
He reminds me of that fucking pizza boy from, what is that movie, What About Mary? Something like
There's
that?
Something About Mary?
Something About Mary? The pizza guy? You remember the pizza guy?
Vaguely. Yeah, he was
people
the...
at all.
That was a great
She record. Had cum in her hair. That was funny.
Right.
Have kids. All the wives get all pissed off. My wife gets pissed off. We don't even have kids. You know, what else are you going to do, man? It's the summer, man. You got to piss off the wife. yeah, so don't strain yourself too hard on sucking each other's cocks, and I'll talk to you.
Good advice.
Yeah, you'll hear me talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Because I call you every fucking week.
Uh-oh.
And last week you played the worst drunk call, and this one right here might trump it because it was the worst one ever.
Oh,
and I'm pretty good at making really bad drunk calls.
Yeah, we get it.
Because I'm drunk. What do you expect, man?
Just watering your glass.
So nobody else would answer my call, but you
That's
always do.
Me.
So enjoy my rambling and yeah, so don't take it too deep in the throat there, Kieran. You know. Whatever. Later.
I love it. Just fading off.
He's a genius. I mean, doesn't even know it.
Did you get my call?
I did, Rock, but you didn't make the cut.
You
really had nothing.
I
did say
hammered.
I was gay. I'm going to do Kieran gay at the bar. Something?
Yeah,
what would he do?
Something
no,
like
that's
that.
Not Kieran gay at the bar.
All right.
I didn't make the cut.
Could it be any hotter in here?
It's awfully hot.
All right, everybody. Our thanks to Mary Carey. MySpace.com, real Mary Carey.
Our thanks to Lauren Carf.
Thanks to Lauren Carf. The, what is it?
UnholyMatrimonyShow.com.
Yes.
Go there.
Coming in July, Channel 481. Thank you to Josh Gogan. Thank you to Rocket.
Thank you.
Doug Joe.
Doug!
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you to Doug for coming down. Doug was one of the founding fathers of LunaticRadio.com. Nice to have him back every once in a while.
That's all you want to know, right?
Yeah, yes. He's sporting a LunaticRadio.com shirt.
Yes.
All right, it was a good show. Hope you guys enjoy it. Well, I don't know if it was good or not, but we had some fun.
I thought it was fun. We had fun. That's what matters most.
Did have some fun, man. All right, happy Gay Pride Day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Get laid.
Next week, Zane Lamprey.
Zane Lamprey next week. And also, a couple more weeks, the new player, guys. Just fucking hang out, all right? Just relax.
Email us about the LunaticRadio.com barbecue day. If you have a campground in your area, email us the name of the campground, please. The show, LunaticRadio.com. Later.